You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
They claim we're brothers from the bottom of hell. Cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us going out on the 4th of July. And if you heard me, we're celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the fat general's man trying to pull a 226 on your G. Yo, man, show him what you got. Show him what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in, exact. Our status is the status, so I care where you're at. Black, and at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone. I never walk alone. My posse's always ready, and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I've been knowing the scheme that of a president. Tapping my phone, whose crew's abused? I stand accused of doing harm. Cause I'm louder than a bomb. A rock hard trooper to the bone, the bone, the bone. Boom, boom, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know, the trooper's always ready. Hey, yo, Geronimo, your CIA, your CIA kidding. Both King and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
No, I ain't no ghost.
And not the bragging, the boasting. And plus, it ain't no secret why they're tapping my phone. I'm so, I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. Yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called the enemy. I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving them well, cause I'm an untime. It's no secret at all, cause I'm louder than a bomb. Checking my code, am I bugging? Cause they're bugging my phone for information. No telling who's selling that power, building the nation. So, joining the set stuff, point blank target. Every brother's inside, the least, not to forget. No, taking the blame is not a waste. Here takes a bit of a song, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, so we be paying a price. Cause every brother man's life is like swinging a dice right. Here it is, once again, this is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on and on, leave alone the crew. Get it straight in 88. Troopers to demonstrate, the posse always ready, 98 and 98, my posse comes quick, because my posse got velocity, tapping my phone, never leave me alone, I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed, cause I'm louder than a bomb.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. We don't have the phones tonight, but if you want to call and leave a voicemail, do that at 856-381-4500. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you go on Facebook and check out our new fan page, Jersey Jerks Show. Also, we are on Twitter and on the website. Now we have a donate button, so please donate any monies you've got.
Look us any money you've got.
Any monies you've got. Look us up. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Christian of, where is he at?
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Elizabeth, New Jersey. He hooked us up with a donation. You're awesome. We're going to send you some shit. I'm going to draw you a picture.
We're going to send you shit. You may not get it soon, but you will get something eventually.
You definitely will.
I promise.
Yes. You are our first donator.
Foist.
You are in the Jersey Jerks Hall of Fame. We're going to put a picture of you on the wall. Send us a picture.
Why don't you just draw a picture of him?
I should. I'll draw him a self-portrait, yeah. And then I'll send it to him. I have your address. I know where you live. Creepalicious.
Yeah. Why don't you just show up there and show him a boob?
Sure.
Send him some underwear.
Send him some underwear. I'm sure I'll appreciate that.
I'm sure he would. You never know.
Maybe.
No.
That's funny.
It is.
No skid marks.
No. I'm a girl. Girls don't.
She sends him a pair of like hot pink panties, but the G-string is all brown.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I know, it is disgusting.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's finally not snowing.
I'm so over snow. I really am.
Here in New Jersey, we just got hit by another storm called Janus.
Yeah, you Janus.
Janus fucked us up the other day. It made everyone's commute insane. I don't know if you guys were driving anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was coming back from AC.
Oh.
So it was fine because there was no snow in AC, right. And I was driving for like a half hour, and then it started to snow, and then it got worse.
Right.
And there was more snow. And then by the time I got to Geetz's Diner in like Williamstown, it was fucking like a foot of snow. You could barely drive. It took me an hour to get home from there.
It's bad.
It was so insane.
Yeah, it's bad. I it was dark when I was driving to work, and like I'm on the 55.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's like a stretch where there's no lights.
None at all.
Right. So all I see, it kind of reminds me of the scene in Star Wars when they go to light speed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You just see the snow like coming right at
Hells
you.
Hells yes.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wish this was light speed because I would just go to like an island.
Hells yeah.
You know, like a tropical island like Hawaii or some shit somewhere in Hawaii. And I was just like, this fucking sucks. And you know.
It started snowing that early in the morning that it was dark out still.
It usually gets dark overnight.
No, I mean, it started snowing. What time did it start snowing?
It was still snowing from the day before.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I thought you were talking about when it started for some reason.
No. Because it started at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I thought.
No, but it went all the way overnight until like almost 4:30, 5 o'clock. I was already on the road.
Holy
by
shit.
Then.
I didn't know it kept snowing that long.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I just hate the aftermath. Like, for instance, like today, the roads are pretty much clear with the exception of the smaller.
Yeah, the roads are
yeah,
pretty
all,
good.
Yeah, all main roads are
stellar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
So, and driving, I do have anger issues when it comes to driving, for sure.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have, like, major road rage.
I would never want to
and
drive
I,
with
I'm
you.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Driving brings out the worst in me. It really does.
I think it brings out the worst in most people.
No. It makes me somebody I'm not. It turns me into a violent man. It turns me into a racist.
I thought your parents turned you into a racist.
No. My mom is the total opposite of being a racist. My dad, not so much. But my mom is like, she's one of those people that just love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they piss her off, she never plays that card.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard her say anything bad about any race ever. Ever. She just uses the term bitch. That's like the worst thing she'll say.
Like Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, so what pisses me off is today I'm on a pretty major roadway, like a highway, like coming off Walt Whitman Bridge. I'm coming into New Jersey and I'm on 42. And people drive like there's actual snow on the ground.
I know. It was driving me insane getting here.
And look, I'm just going to say this like this. Okay, anybody listening that got hit by snow, don't drive if you drive like that.
Yeah, just stay
home. Just stay home or use public transportation.
Yeah.
Or kill yourself. It doesn't matter to me. Just don't get on the road. Because today, it turned me into a racist. As a matter of fact, I was on the phone with Chris coming home from work today. So Chris he's on the way to the gym. He stops and grabs a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Mm.
So he orders his coffee. I heard him order it in a little thingy. And I'm not thinking about it because I'm driving. I'm just getting off the bridge, and it was traffic on the bridge. And this fucking woman is in the very far left lane. And I use the N-bomb for everybody, and I dropped the N-bomb, and I said, this N-bomb bitch, right? And she wasn't. She wasn't black or anything. She was a woman.
She Asian?
No, I don't know what she was. She was, if anything, she could have been white, because, you know, she didn't look like, you know, whatever. So I'm like, this N-bomb bitch, and Chris is like, whoa, because he's at the window, the pay window.
That's
and
awesome.
I don't even think about it. And he's got, obviously, you have me on the Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's loud, right? You keep yours loud. I keep mine loud. You know, like if I'm at a light and I'm talking to someone, I lower it because I don't want people listening in on my conversation, you know. But, I drop that. He's like, whoa, hold on a second.
I don't want them jerking off of my coffee.
I don't think they would have done all that. They probably would have pissed in it. That would have been quicker. But, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, and I'm really not a bad man. Not that bad. I just, it brings out the worst in me. It just makes me, it makes me hate all people.
Yeah.
You know.
I had to give myself a pep talk before I drove to Chris's tonight.
You say Pepto. I was about to say, I'm right there with you, sister.
No, I was sitting in my car, and I was like, don't let anybody bother you. Just chill. Just take your time. Get there, and don't worry about it. And that's what I did, but I had to, if I wouldn't have done that this morning driving in, I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Really? You can't fucking merge? How fucking hard? It's like a zipper. It's like a zipper. And I like scream it. And
it's
like
a zipper. You bite it off. You bite it off. What the fuck is
wrong
with you?
What the fuck?
But I get, like, I scream so loud in my car sometimes that other people definitely hear me.
Yeah, when definitely. I was younger, I had really bad road rage.
You make me laugh when you get that angry, Chris.
Now it takes a lot for me to get angry
right.
when I'm driving, because it is what it is. People just
right.
drive like assholes.
They suck.
Rain, snow, clear, people just drive like dickheads.
It's a right. nice day.
And
it's a cloudy day. Like, it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't.
Sunday is the worst. I try not to drive on Sunday, because I feel like no one's paying attention.
Yeah, yeah, they're almost like in zombie mode.
Yeah, it's
in
like
cruise control
Sunday
zombie driver. Mode. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
go to fucking church.
my thing is, for me, I feel, and I'm not trying to like say you guys don't have a legitimate gripe because you do, but for me, it's I feel it's a little different because that's what I do. I drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I drive for money, and I drive to get to work. And to get to wherever I need to go, just like everybody else.
Does. Right.
But I'm constantly driving. I hate driving now. I hate it.
Yeah.
So, like, after a long day of driving, I get back to work, got to get in my car, and then I got to take a long trip home.
Right.
And I'm sick of driving. So, like, anytime
And your girlfriend lives far as fuck from
right,
you.
Right. Right. Perfect example. Sunday.
Your patience
you're
is being tested.
Yes. 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 Amen. Sunday, talk about Sunday driving, I decided, my sister, Jesus Christ, I'm out of my fucking mind today.
You don't even have a sister.
No, I don't have a sister. What the fuck's wrong with me? My girlfriend
What the fuck is wrong with you?
My girlfriend had shit to do on Sunday. And I was like, you know what? This is perfect. I'm going to go home, do some laundry, go to bed early, because I got to get up super, super early on Mondays.
Right.
Like, I got to be at work by like 3 o'clock. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to leave early. I left like 11:10 in the morning. And just everybody on the road is just chilling.
Yeah, no one's
just
really
driving 25 miles an
not
hour
even
on a 65
limit.
Mile an hour road.
And you're like, beep, beep.
I'm losing my fuck. First of all, I hate my car horn. I hate it.
What?
Yes.
It's a beeper?
It's Beaker from the Muppets. It really is.
I feel like the more
Honda's
expensive the car is, the more manlier the horn is.
Yeah, I have a... Yes, it's true, because I had an Acura.
Like, you can get this car, and it's a good car, and it's cheap, but we're going to give you a fucking pussy
yes,
horn.
Yeah.
Can you upgrade your horn?
I really want to take it somewhere and get it like one of those cruise ship horns.
Like, yeah, get like one of those cans of air things
that scare the shit out of people. No, instead I have this horrible like dog toy.
Meep, meep.
The squeeze toy.
Sounds like the Roadrunner.
No, that's actually manlier than a meep meep. No, mine's like meep 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 meep. Like it is Beaker from the Muppets.
Oh, that sucks.
And it is the worst. I wish that was that's a fucking upgrade right there.
You need to put like a chain in your car.
Something. I need something. That's what I want. Something like that. That'll just level a city block.
Jesus.
You know, because people would fucking move if somebody did that to me once and I fucking stopped the car.
Right. You get like a turtle head. You're like, oh, shit, what am I doing?
Oh, God. Yeah, seriously. I was just like, yeah, let me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
And, it was so, it's just so embarrassing. And I can't even, like, beep. Because no one will take me seriously. Imagine me screaming, my head's, like, purple at this time, right? And I'm just fucking pointing, and I'm, like, giving them, I'm gonna fucking cut your throat, like, everything, right?
Yeah.
And then I hear, meep, meep. And I'm like,
and it's like, right, sure, I'll move.
This fucking old, I hate old people, by the way. This fucking old couple, they were just egging me the fuck on.
I feel like some people do that.
Yeah, because they think because they've been on the planet since dinosaurs that they have some sort of seniority.
Dinosaurs didn't exist.
All right, let's look at it. They just feel like they have some sort of self-entitlement. Like they think they're owed. You ain't owed shit. You didn't do nothing for me. I don't give a shit if you went to war. Because you know what? You're still alive, so it couldn't have been that fucking bad.
Yeah, you didn't do anything that good. You didn't die,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you obviously didn't catch any fucking shrapnel in the throat, you know, or anything like that. That would have shortened your lifespan, so
or
go fuck yourself.
He's an asshole. Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, they cut me off. No signal, nothing. And they pulled from the right lane into the left lane. And if anybody in New Jersey knows, and a lot of people don't know this, but it's like this almost anywhere.
Yeah.
The left lane is always the passing lane, and the right lane is the regular lane. And yep. You'll even see signs. Only get in the left lane
for
passing.
Keep right, pass left.
Exactly. Well, people don't fucking pay attention.
No, I don't understand. That's like, you fucking
especially
learn that.
Especially assholes from other fucking states. They think they could just go in any lane and drive whatever miles per hour they want.
They can't.
And it's like, you know what? No, and that's when I want to run them off the road. I want to get a clunker just so I can, like, you know, tip cars and make them go off the road. Mm-hmm. I really want to do this. I especially if I was on a bridge.
What?
I want to see a car just go off the bridge.
Oh, my God.
So they cut me off. So I start laying on that fucking pussy horn that I have.
And they just slow down.
And they don't do anything. So I'm waiting for this other car. And then the other car in the right lane is doing the right thing. They're doing the speed limit. And I obviously can't pass because now they're neck and neck.
Right.
And they're going like this, you know, like back and forth. Almost like a race. But they're not going fast on. Now, I'm not mad at the car on the right side.
No, because
they're doing what they're supposed to. I just wish they would speed up or slow down and let me get by so I can, you know. So finally, the car in the right lane takes the exit. And do you think that this old fucking decaying couple decides to get back into the right lane? No, they stay. So I pass up on the right and I'm fucking pointing the finger and I'm giving them the finger and just like cursing at them. Like I didn't even have my window down and I was ready to spit inside my car at my window. That's how angry I was. I was foaming at the mouth. And, you know, the old lady, she looks at me. She gives me like the wide eyed look and then she looks back straight ahead. Like she's like, oh God, you know, and the man just sitting there like, he's like pumping his fist in the air. And I was like,
you,
yeah, I wanted to fucking kill him. Right. So I start laying on the horn. I got no respect for that horn. None.
Nah.
No, I got no respect for laying on the horn. So I cut in front of them and I pump my brakes. And then I watch him like straighten his arms on the steering wheel, you know, and then he finally goes to the right.
The devil.
Oh, I wanted to fucking end their lives. I'm hoping that they were on the way to their great grandkids' house, and as soon as they got there and the man got out of the car, he clutched his chest and fell to the ground right in front of his grandkids while they were outside playing.
It probably did something to him, because I'm sure.
See what this does to me?
You're like, die, old people. Why are you living?
I make Kim Jong Il look like a kindergarten teacher.
Jesus Christ, that is crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. The snow and the snow. Did you hear about the chicken?
The chicken.
You guys know Manayunk, right? Like the area. It's when it snows in Manayunk, you just fucking you're stuck
right.
if you live there. So this woman was pregnant. She started having contractions. And she...
Oh, no, that was Roxborough.
It was Roxborough, which is just as hilly.
This is what I was telling you about today.
She goes inside, takes a shower, waits for, like, the parents to come watch the other kids. And in that time period, she, like, broke her water, everything.
No. You're talking about the one on the sled, right?
Yeah.
No, she was sleeping.
I thought...
She was asleep. This happened to her, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
She woke up from contractions.
Right.
Okay? She calculated that the contractions were 10 minutes apart. She told her husband, and because they're 10, apparently when they're 10 minutes apart, that means you have like hours before the baby's ready to come out.
Right.
So she thought she had time. So we were getting ready and she took a shower.
Right.
And you want to finish the story about the hill?
Yeah.
The husband had to park at the bottom of the street because the street goes so steep up that he can't drive the car up. So he bought a sled.
Right.
For this reason, which for I think is smart.
It was so smart. It was genius.
Yeah.
So he puts her on the sled so that he can get her to the car, because the car's at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
Well, she has the baby on the sled.
Oh, that is making short sleep. Yeah, sure.
The end of the story, shit got crazy and the baby came out.
Shit got real, son. Shit got cray and the baby popped.
And he wrapped he wrapped it in a blanket and ran it inside.
Well, no, see, you're missing some golden points.
See, I must have read a different story.
So
I must have read like a Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, probably. So
she read CNN for kids.
It's spelled S-E-E. So the woman was showering while the husband was getting the bag ready, the overnight bag, as they call it. And they were getting ready to leave. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She got changed. She was wearing jeans and, like, you know, a parka and all bundled up. It was fucking freezing. It was like below zero when this happened.
Yeah, and the wind was like balls.
The moment balls. I'm lost.
All right. So wind was like balls. Go ahead.
Yeah. So wind was like balls.
Like whoa.
Anyway, the moment she walked outside, that's when she looked at her husband and said, "This baby's going to come out like now." So, and I have a theory behind this. I don't know if anyone agrees with me here, but have you ever gone outside in the morning when you woken up and you got that chill, that cold air?
Made you have to pee.
It makes you have to pee or shit.
Never shit. Pee.
It does for me.
I don't get that.
No,
the cold.
Like it's like having that morning cigarette. I get the same effect from the. I think that's what triggered her when she went outside and it was that fucking cold.
The baby.
I think
like,
it triggered
what?
Her to like just release her. Her kid, release the pod. And
it'd be funny if she broke her water on the front step and then slipped her foot on the steps.
Jesus, it like turns to ice immediately.
That'd be a totally story. So anyway, she goes outside. They're getting ready. She's like, "This baby's like ready to come out now." And he's like, "All right." And the husband thinks they have time to get to the car and drive to the hospital, which was only like a couple miles away, apparently.
Yeah.
So they get on the sled, and they're flying down the street, and it gets stuck halfway.
Yeah, it did.
They get stuck. I guess they veered off into, like, the snowbank, and they got stuck. So at that point, you know, she's screaming. Kill me. You're killing me. So she's screaming the entire way down. I cut that lady out from the news story with the goat. Wait, check this out real quick, not to get away from this topic, but listen to that lady slowed down.
Holy shit.
Bear.
It's like a bear.
So as they're going down, people hear this now. Neighbors hear this. So they come outside, and this one guy comes outside and sees, like, imagine walking out your front door after a huge snowstorm and seeing a married couple flying down a sled at 5:30 in the morning.
Screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, screaming bloody murder.
He called the cops, right?
I'm going to call the police.
So he was trying to figure out, because he knew the neighbors, he was trying to figure out what was going on. He's like, "Hey, you guys okay?" And he's saying,
"I want to get a divorce."
Saying, "My wife is having a baby." So he's like, "All right, I'm going to help." You know, basically, I'm going to help. So they
he's delivered it.
Well, right. he was on the phone. He was on the phone. He called 911, and they were giving him instructions on, you know, to relay to the husband to help. Now, the in-laws were there, too. So they came down the hill. I probably took them an hour. And they finally got there, and they were, like, you know, they were, like, sitting behind her, like, holding her head and stuff. And they basically started to undress her, and they put a blanket. The neighbor got a blanket from his house, put it over her so they could take her pants off, and they could start, because the baby was literally trying to get out.
God damn.
Right. So when it was all said and done, they said the whole process was maybe even 5 minutes, if that. That's how quick the kid popped out. And the paramedic on the phone said, you need to cut the umbilical cord. So they didn't have anything sharp. So the husband basically wrapped it around his hands and pulled it apart as hard as he could until it finally like snapped. And really, nothing for that.
Holy shit!
And then he quickly wrapped the baby into another blanket. And the guy on the phone was running with the father holding the baby. And the guy on the phone was slipping and falling all over the street, running up the hill. And he was trying to keep up. But he said the dad was like, it was almost like this instinct took over. The dad was sprinting like a marathon runner up the hill, not even slipping or sliding with this kid.
Wow.
And it is like, it's, he said it was almost like the guy was running on dry land. And he was running on just a sheet of ice.
Wow, that's insane.
And because he was trying to stay on the phone to make sure the baby was still okay. Because the baby was crying, and that's a good sign.
Hells yeah.
So they put the baby in the house. They had one of the in-laws watch the baby. Then they ran out to tend to the mom. The fire company had finally come. They had another neighbor had to go down and get the fire company. They had to walk up. So the firemen, the husband, the neighbors, they pick up the sled with her on it, and they bring it into the neighbor's house, whose house they stopped in front of, because it was too much of a trek to go up the hill again. And they put her in there until paramedics got there and took care of her and everything. And they finally took her to the hospital, and she's fine. The baby's fine. Everything's fine. But what's funny is I heard the actual neighbor on the radio talking about this.
Oh, shit.
And I was cracking the fuck up because he lives with two roommates. And the one roommate was home sleeping. And when he came in the house, he went to get the blanket. The roommate was like, what the you know, what's all the commotion? He's like, I just delivered a baby. And he's like, what? He's like, what? And he's like, I just delivered a baby. He's like,
Was he like a younger guy or an older guy?
He's like in his 30s, mid, late 30s. Shit. Yeah. He's like, are you high? Like, what are you talking? He's like, no, seriously. So-and-so up the street just had a baby on our lawn. He's like, I'm going back to bed.
There's like pieces of the umbilical cord in the snow.
There's afterbirth like everywhere.
You're a fucking liar!
It was really nasty. But I'm sure it's going to be national news tonight.
I would think so.
But yeah, this lady, like in the freezing cold weather, gave birth on a fucking snowbank to a kid on a sled of all things.
What did they name the baby?
I have no idea. I'd fucking call him Lucky. Him or her would be Lucky.
Janice. Because of the storm.
Oh, it's Janus, though.
It's Janus?
Yeah, it's spelled J-A-N-U-S. It's not spelled
Janus. Then Janus. I would name it Janus.
Hugh Janus.
Hugh Janus.
No shit.
That is so insane. Roxborough is like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Cray.
And Hugh Janus.
Yeah, that was a wild story.
Oh my God.
The way you told it was so good.
Well, I heard it today and yesterday.
I just read an article about it, and it was very, like, fucking bone dry. Like, not very much details.
No, this was like an hour on the radio.
They were talking about it for an hour?
Yeah. They actually had the people involved call in.
Aww.
The neighbors told their side, and they just haven't had the couple call in yet. So,
because they had just had a baby.
Well, they basically, you know, were still probably in shock from the whole thing.
I'm sure. That's so insane and awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's okay.
It.
I don't know. Janus.
Yeah, I don't. If I ever get a chick pregnant, I just hope to God.
You leave it's 2 months.
It's in a hospital. She's in the hospital when it's time. Not
yeah, no shit.
You know, because I couldn't imagine. I can't even imagine driving on the way to the hospital with her pregnant in the car. giving, we're getting ready to give birth. I'd be so worried about my upholstery. I'm such an asshole. I'd have to line the entire car like a Dexter room.
Oh, my God. Oh. No, I miss Dexter. Oh, I forgot to bring your Breaking Bad. I watched it again.
That's okay. No
worries. So now I watched it twice.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just don't want to be put in a situation where I actually have to do something. Like, I'm going to, if I ever get a girl pregnant,
like
I'm going to, like,
father, son.
Yeah, I'm going to check her into the hospital at, like, 8.5 months. Like, just.
Yeah, I would like for her to stay at a hotel across the street from a hospital, like, the whole month before it's due, just in case it decides to come out early.
Ugh.
Just be like, because if you check them into a hospital, it's so much money.
Insurance.
Yeah, well, fucking insurance. But I don't.
Better be some damn good insurance.
Yeah, no shit.
Because don't they kick you out like a day
after? Yeah.
Yeah. We sewed you up, you're done. Get out. Sewed your.
They have the wheelchair in the room while she's giving birth.
Like, yeah.
Come on, get ready to go.
Yeah.
Pop this fucker out.
With not even 12 hours before that, your vagina was from belly button to asshole. And
once you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice
Missy's
of pizza.
Face. She looks like she's going to hurl.
My stomach hurts just thinking about it. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Poor Miss. I'm sorry.
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
Oh, God.
I don't even know why I would even say something like that in front of you. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
I know. No, I know. But,
ugh.
And I'm exaggerating. I really don't think it's that bad. I mean, I don't think a C-section connects from there all the way to your catcher's mitt.
I can't wait for you to get knocked up.
I'll tell you what, I won't be looking there when it's time. I won't be on that side of the fucking fence.
Hell no, did you ever watch it ever before?
When I was in school I had to watch that and I was just
shit's terrifying.
I was young. That was even before I even had pussy.
And yeah, I think in like 7th grade or
I was just like, whoa. You know,
shit's intense.
Yeah. It's gross. It's kind of like the scene in Ace Ventura 2 when he's coming out of the rhino. It's very similar to that, except you remember when he's coming out of the rhino, asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar to that, except it's not that funny.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so the umbilical cord in a human being is connected to when they're a baby. It's connected to their stomach, like that's why you have a belly button.
Yeah.
Where is it connected to on the inside of the mom?
It's a good question. I really don't know.
Because if he, like, ripped it, wouldn't it be tugging from each end?
And, well, he wasn't. That's why he wrapped it around his
hands.
How
long is it?
It's pretty long. He wrapped it around his fingers and pulled apart because he didn't want to pull from each end from
what
the baby.
What is made out of that? You can just do that.
It's.
I thought it was rubbery.
It's not rubber, but it's like, it's some sort of fleshy. I
can't help you here. If I knew anything about women, I wouldn't be single.
I would have to assume it's like a big Twizzler.
You should have just thrown the baby.
Twizzlers for you.
You should have just thrown the baby. It would have ripped at some point.
No, that's actually
that shit's supposed to fall off on its own.
Well, on the baby.
No,
yeah.
If you just like throw the baby across the room like a football, it would have ripped from somewhere.
Cross. Shut up.
I don't even know how to take that.
Chabalooser. What?
What did you say?
Chabalooser?
Chabalooser. Is that a new concert this summer? Chabalooser?
Sabataba.
Oh, man.
So
now I guess it's connected to the placenta.
Yeah, it's got to be connected somehow to that. And What the umbilical cord is for, and if I'm wrong, somebody out there can correct me.
It's for food.
Yeah, it's for like nutrients and stuff for the baby. It's like a direct track to the stomach.
Yeah, like, is it connected to like, where's the other end go? Like, if it's a plug, where's it plugging into?
But inside the mom, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you got to think at some point, like, that's a great question. I never thought about that because I'm not a woman. But like, does he? Because eventually, on the baby, it falls off. Whatever is connected to the belly button. After like a week, I think it just falls right off.
Right.
But in the mom, does she have like a fucking tail hanging, like an alien tail hanging out until it falls out? Like, how does that work? Does she yank on it and like maybe a liver pops out?
Oh my God. I guess that's part of the afterbirth.
This is the one
maybe
show.
Maybe it does come out with the placenta and stuff.
This is the one show in 4 years where we could have actually used Marco.
Why?
Because
he was in there.
You don't fucking know. He was probably too busy making another Facebook page for himself while his wife was giving birth.
He was probably making one for Nico.
Yeah.
Nico Jersey Jerks.
Nico, son of Marco of the Jersey Jerks.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
You're a worse parent than Britney Spears.
So the snow sucks. And to top things off, I've heard that we are supposed to get snow at least 3 more times in the next week.
Yeah, I don't know if it's late Friday night or early Saturday, but they said it's not going to be much.
It's like an inch.
Not even. Yeah. They said barely a coating, which is fine.
Yeah. Then Monday, it may be a storm coming from Canada,
but
and then the following
Friday. But
they're
not projecting a lot, though, from what I understand.
Right.
At least not to our area. I mean, up north. I feel bad for, like, the New Englanders.
I couldn't even imagine.
Because they're getting every storm we've had, whatever we get, they get, like, 10 times what we get.
That's fucking nuts.
And it's all ending right there, so they get, like, all the brunt of it.
Nah, fuck them.
And, yeah. It reminds me of when we went to Buffalo. Remember all that fucking snow? Literally, we were walking down the street and the snow is like up to your waist.
That's insane.
Yeah, you remember when we went behind the building after the bar to take a piss and there was already like 3 girls standing on a snow hill with their skirts up pissing and they're like, "You fucking perverts." And we didn't even know they were there. And we're like,
I'm
watching this white chick with a bald box just dropping heat. From her snatch.
Why didn't you guys pay in the bar?
We were already, because we, after the bar, we walked all the way back to the hotel, and as we were walking, we stopped at the steak place.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, along the way, we all just all had to piss. It was a pretty far walk. I mean, it wasn't, like, right there. We had a decent walk.
Who were the 3 girls? Did you know them?
No. They were just these 3 strangers? Randoms. Yeah.
I didn't even
give a fuck. They were telling us to leave. I was like, fuck.
I ain't going nowhere. I literally
had to piss like right then and there. I was already unzipping and yanking it out while they were yelling at me. And I just turned. I faced my back to them. And I was pissing up against the wall. They were like, they weren't even secretive about it. Like, you went behind this building and there's like a snow hill, I guess, from where they plowed all the excess to. The girl's literally standing on top of it. Like,
okay.
Like a fucking, like she's making a spectacle of herself. And she's like, she's got her denim skirt like pulled up. And who wears a skirt in that fucking weather?
Not
is
I.
Beyond me. Whores.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously, whores.
Yeah, whores. And she had no underwear on. Because she had her skirt up. I didn't see no underwear unless it was connected to the skirt somehow and she felt it back together. But she's like, all I see was her bald beaver just. Like, that was the first thing I saw. It was like it was almost like a sniper target. Like,
it was like right at eye level.
And she's just fucking straight streaming. And I'm like.
She was not attractive,
you know what? I actually think they were attractive.
Oh.
I think they were kind of.
Just horny sluts.
Yeah.
Plus, we were drunk. So
we were hammered. I mean, they weren't fat. So when you're that drunk, it automatically makes them attractive.
Notice how that always matters.
Yeah. Like people who bang fat chicks when they're drunk and they're like, oh, I was drunk. Like, I don't buy that because when your vision starts to get blurry, fatter people expand.
See, I just
it's like one of those circus mirrors.
Like, hit the one in the middle.
I get truthful. That's my problem. I keep quiet when I don't drink.
Yes.
I just won't say what I feel. Mm-hmm. But then when I drink, I'll just be like, you disgust me.
You just point at her. Your box is bald.
No.
You have no underwear on.
No, I wasn't like
You're a whore, denim girl.
Yeah, that was more where I was leaning. Like, what a whore, you know?
Like, I don't want to look at you.
But I was actually mad because she was calling us perverts.
Yeah.
And we just walked right behind this building, not even like, we didn't hear anything. And, you know, you just see this woman standing over a pile of steamy snow that she's causing.
And she's like, you fucking jerk-offs. You fucking assholes. You guys are a bunch of fucking perverts. And we're like...
She's a malignant cunt.
You're like, we're not even looking at you, idiot.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about your frozen four-year-old box.
You little hoe. A fucking whore.
That's it, the puttana.
Yeah, she was a bitch. Her friends didn't really say much. It was just that one blonde. She was a fucking cunt.
She was the leader.
If you're going to piss in public, you have to expect people to... Yeah, if you're a chick and you're standing on the top of a fucking snow hill taking a piss with your pussy out wide open for everybody to see, you got to expect people to go.
Yeah, you're not even trying to cover it
up.
Was
she at least squatting?
She was like a half squat. You know, like she was sort of bent, but not all the way. Because I'm telling you, she was on top of this little snow hill. So
why didn't she just go to the other side of the
hill? Exactly. I don't know.
That's what I would have done.
She could have just, you know what, honestly, if I was her, I just would have did what I did. My plan was to pee on the building, behind the building, away from foot traffic in the front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to walk down this alley, which wasn't really an alley. It was like very separated. Mm-hmm. You could drive like two cars side by side through it.
Okay.
It wasn't that, you know, small. But I figured walk up the alley behind the building while the foot traffic is walking home from bars, you know, because this little strip is like a mini,
Bourbon Street?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not that great, but it's...
But it's like bars.
It's very active, though. Even at that time of year, with all the snow, people in Buffalo, they're so used to it.
There's nothing to do in Buffalo other than drink.
Right.
So, Why were y'all in Buffalo?
Went for a Flyers game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next stop, Colorado. And I don't have to tell you why.
Weed?
Yeah.
Smoking some weed?
Yeah.
Did you see the thing I posted on the Jersey Jerks page today?
No.
Is that real?
Supposedly. I mean, it makes sense that it would be real.
What is?
That Marlboro is going to come out with weed, marijuana cigarettes. But, I mean, you're obviously only going to be able to smoke them in legalized states, but they're green.
I was just looking at my penis grow in my pants.
Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
This was something they talked about.
Philip Morris would have done it before anybody else with the biggest
cigarette
company.
This is something they were talking about last
year. For years,
year.
Yeah.
They were saying, you know, talking about releasing the weed cigarette, which I am a total fan of.
Absolutely. It makes
now,
so much
sense.
This
is something they're going to come out with specifically for Washington and Colorado.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. I hear New York might be the next one.
I think that's going to be tough.
They're amazed at the number of revenue, the numbers of revenue for both states.
How the fuck are people amazed by that at the end of the day? Like, are you fucking stupid?
Well, no. It's not just, the fact that people are going there, but the, here's the thing. People are, just don't get it. If your state, honestly, here's what I'm thinking. We should open up like a Jersey Jerk snack shop. Because when they ever do pass it in New Jersey, even if it's 10 years from now, we're going to make millions. Do you see? I mean, you know how hungry you get when you smoke weed.
Yeah.
Imagine opening up a snack shop that has all the right foods and snacks for potheads.
Yeah, like
brownies and Funyuns right next to each other.
Yeah,
we could throw them a bone. Be like fucking brownies and Funyuns right next to each other.
And Snickers.
And Snickers. And Doritos. And tacos.
Fritos.
And burritos. And
chicken.
Pizza. And
fried chicken.
I don't like fried chicken.
What?
I'm not a fried chicken fan.
What?
Faggot.
Fried chicken rules.
I don't like chicken, especially chicken on the bone. Chicken wings I can eat, but...
Chicken wings are on a bone.
I know, that I can eat, but like regular chicken legs and I can't.
All right, I want you to do me a favor. Fucking explain that to me.
What?
Whoa.
How can you... Okay, you can't eat a breast or a leg.
I can eat a breast. I can eat a breast.
A chicken breast?
Yeah.
Well, then what the hell are you talking about?
Take those breasts
when
out.
I hear fried chicken, I think of the fucking drumsticks and the wings.
I don't eat drumsticks either. I eat the breast, baby.
Oh, well, okay. Then
and
I
the
like
wings.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Winner.
I thought you meant like regular, like, I'm not a dark meat guy.
No,
me
hell
neither.
No. Hells no. But like Acme Fried Chicken, they get that 10-piece meal. Holy shit. I eat that all week.
It just doesn't sound good at all.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I've never had Popeye's chicken.
Me
Popeye's
neither.
Is so... There's one right around the corner.
I've never had Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Me neither.
That's
but
not,
Popeye's
that's like a West Coast thing.
Banging.
It?
Yeah, it's like Southern.
Is it Southern?
I think it's all like...
I've had Waffle House. That shit's good, but not their chicken.
They have a Waffle House in Atlantic City now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I gotta go to
Yeah, they're gonna eventually... I heard they're opening a Wawa in California.
Probably. They're in Florida now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they sell beer there, too.
I know.
Fuckers.
Bakers. We want beer.
Boy, we're just... It's like we smoked weed. We're just everywhere with stores and snack foods.
That'd be good.
I like my foods.
I like my foods, too. I'm going to bring Popeyes in one night. You guys got to try it. It's so good.
I hear it's good.
It's really good.
I've heard both sides. Like, some people are like, it's disgusting. Some people
I can't imagine it's much different than KFC.
I can't eat KFC chicken.
It's not real chicken.
I haven't eaten KFC chicken in
like
20 years.
You ever see the video, they make, like, chicken nuggets?
It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. It's foam or fucking pink mixture.
It's a pink, like, gelatin.
It makes me want to pour it fucking throw
on this thing, and it spins real fast, and it whips up into this white stuff.
Into this white delicious.
and it hardens, and it becomes, like, a chicken-like texture.
It's
and
then fucking disgusting.
Fucking
Popeyes
delicious.
Is real chicken, though.
Whatever.
And supposedly that the KFC... for the longest time, was growing just the chicken parts that they cook in a lab, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's good to eat. That's good to put in your body.
No, I'm thinking, I'm looking down the road. I'm thinking, like, it's pretty cool because if they can do that with chicken, imagine if you needed a kidney.
Yeah, you'd think they'd do some shit like that, but they don't.
Well, they're trying to make money right there and then, you know, can fail so many times before you make the right kidney, and
shit's
you don't even
trifling.
Know. Yeah, it takes a lot of money for that kind of funding, and you need, like, you know, whatever. I'm sure you need government overseeing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Whereas food stuff, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you know.
Well, the FDA oversees it.
I mean, look how I am baffled that Chinese restaurants, baffled, and I'm not talking about like P.F. Chang's. They're obviously real food because they're expensive as fuck.
That's not considered Chinese food. That's considered
Asian
French.
Whatever.
But it's Asian French.
Okay. Thanks for stepping on my point, but...
Fuck you!
Or like Han Dynasty. How about that? Like Han Dynasty. That is a very...
Han's Dynasty? Is that the next episode
of
Star Wars?
Han Dynasty.
Han Dynasty is like an actual, like...
It's a Chinese food restaurant, but it's expensive.
Oh, I was going to say, there was a Han Dynasty, like a Ming Dynasty, a Han Dynasty.
The Han Dynasty is like a chain of them. Like in New York, there's one in Manioc.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But like the ones around here you're talking about, like shrimp fried rice from fucking
Yeah, Wings. like the smaller, dirtier places.
Like number
I'm baffled.
One, number two.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what they make you do. Number one and number two. But I'm baffled those places aren't shut down.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. People love Chinese food, like Americans.
I love Chinese food. I'm not going to lie to you. I love, but I'm scared because I know that it's not always chicken.
I don't get anything with meat in it, so.
Well, then what do you eat?
I eat shrimp fried rice.
Well, shrimp's not real.
You can say it's fucking shrimp, though.
Yeah, but it's imitation shrimp.
Yeah, but it's not dog or cat.
How do you know what it is, though? What do you think it is?
It's just fake fucking shrimp. Sometimes it's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are more expensive.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't care if it's real or not. It's delicious.
You're a fat fuck.
It's so good.
Chinese food is banging.
It's good, but I just...
If they told me it was dog, I would be delivering stray dogs to the restaurant. Fuck them.
Now you hate dogs, babies and dogs. What's wrong with you?
I never said I hated dogs.
You're going to feed them to the Chinese people.
Not my dog.
You're evil.
You owe me no fuck.
Chris has turned.
I just think it's...
Yeah.
It kills me to know that they actually use other animals like cats and dogs.
How do you know that, though? Like, that's
because
like an urban legend, isn't
no,
it?
No, no. They've actually found... First of all...
Don't they shut those joints down, though?
First of all, overseas, that's cats and dogs is actually part of it.
I know. I saw fucking Phases of Death. I've seen what they
do.
Well,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that, but you can actually just look it up and read it. You don't actually have to watch the horror.
Oh.
But you don't have to give yourself nightmares like that. But they actually show like reports of places all over our country popping up where they actually find in the garbage, they'll find like cat parts, dog parts. So they'll see like a tail, you know, and they'll see like the fur. They skin it and they like dump it in a bag and they throw it in a dumpster. And believe it or not, like when they go to dump shit out, there's health inspectors. They go in with the actual trash people to see if there's anything funky going on. And they'll see, like, what the fuck is that, a fur coat? You know, it's a dog. It's a German Shepherd. You know, or whatever. So it's, like, everywhere.
That's so disgusting.
And I hate to break it to you, but it's already three places in Jersey got shut down for this.
Shut the front door.
So just imagine the ones that didn't get shut down. And honestly, I think that there's, like, a little deal. I think that they look the other way. I think they throw them a little money.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's this Chinese restaurant that I eat at by my work that I like a lot. But I only ever get soup from it. Mm. But it's like the best soup ever. It's got like
it's called
lo mein.
Miao Chow Chicken.
Oh! It has like lo mein noodles in it. Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah, I love Chinese food. I don't really give a shit what it's made of.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to know that I'm eating that. I'll worry about that during the apocalypse, not now.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I wouldn't look into it. I don't want to find out if I'm eating cat or dog. You know, but...
Yeah, I would hope not.
But here's the thing. This is what...
As far as I'm concerned, it says chicken on the menu, it's chicken.
Okay, well, here's the thing. As far as everything goes right now, anybody who likes Chinese food in this country, chances are they've eaten cat or dog at least twice. If you order Chinese food, let's say you order it a dozen times a year or more, you've probably had dog or cat or some other kind of animal like rat or something at least twice.
Ugh.
So you've digested those pets.
That's fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm. If my girlfriend's listening, I'm sure she's fucking throwing up.
She eats Chinese a lot?
She's more of a sushi girl.
Oh, I love sushi.
I think it's fucking disgusting.
Sushi's
good. I can eat California roll, but it's not really sushi.
No, that's what I eat rolls too. Like sometimes I'll eat like raw pieces.
No. California roll doesn't have like raw fish in it. It has like
No, but I mean sometimes I'll eat cooked rolls. Like with cooked shrimp and cooked crab and I like salmon raw.
Is it cooked?
No, I like it raw too.
I like it raw.
I like tuna raw too.
Tuna? No.
Yeah, just like a big sashimi.
God bless you.
Looks like a big tongue.
We're sitting here talking about eating cats and dogs, delicious cats and dogs, and I'm so grossed out by the fish even more.
I have friends that go like fishing for tuna, and when they get them, they'll like chop them up right away, and, like have the soy sauce already, and just eat them.
Really?
Like their heart will still be beating. They're cutting them
that's
up.
Hard. That's gross.
That's
apparently it's banging. I've never had it. I would never be able to do it. I would cry hysterically in a corner.
This is to
fucking baby.
I would be. I'd be like, leave the fish alone.
Really?
Yeah, man. I can't take that shit. I don't want to see something die in front of me. Like an animal. I used to work in the mall, and we had these like the soda machine that was almost like a Slurpee machine, and you would get these big Jolly Rancher, like they were liquid Jolly Ranchers, and they were filled like it was a big plastic bag, and you would open it up and dump it in there, and it would turn into ice or whatever. One of the bags broke, and the shit was like syrup. It was in our back room and it was broke and it was everywhere. And I went back there one day and I'm like, oh man, this is fucking, it has been sitting. That means it's like coagulated. Mm-hmm. And there was a fucking mouse that couldn't get out of it. And me and my friend are sitting there trying to get that goddamn poor thing out. And the worst part was that it was on its back. So its little legs
that
were
whore.
Flailing. And we ended up trying to set it free. We ended up killing it. It was horrifying.
You killed it?
We were trying so hard not to. That is that funny? These are things that I'm scarred. This is why I am the way I am.
I don't care.
Oh, God. Thanks for that. Devils.
I just think it's funny how you said that. You're like trying to save it. You're like...
No, it was so depressing.
I just, why are you trying to save a rat running around in your food?
It wasn't
place?
A rat, it was a mouse.
Whatever, same shit.
I don't know, because that's the way that I always was. I would always catch, them and set them free. I only use like humane mouse traps, not ones that would kill them.
Do you remember when we were living together, we had that mouse, that field mouse?
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was absolutely fucking terrified.
What did you think it was going to do to you?
Because I woke up, and that was the first thing I saw. And I was just like, did you ever see the movie The Super with Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Where he had to live in a building for punishment?
Because yeah, because he was just, a bad
He was
super.
A slumlord. Well, there was a part where he was sleeping on the floor on the mattress, and he woke up, and like all he was focusing his eyesight, and he just saw this huge rat like eating something, and when the rat looked at him, it made a lion roar, like in his mind it was a lion's roar. That's exactly what happened to me, and I was just like, oh!
Was it like in your face?
It was in my bedroom.
So, but it wasn't on your bed.
I heard something. I heard something, and I was like, I woke up. I'm a very light sleeper. Well, I used to be anyway. And I heard something, and there's like, is there a bag in my room? I hear a bag rustling.
What was he eating?
I don't know if he was eating anything. I mean, all I had in my room was piss bottles. Because we only had one bathroom between the three of us.
No wonder you had a mouse in your
room.
No,
that's not why we had a fucking mouse. It was a fucking field mouse. It wasn't a rat. Not a cat.
I don't shit in a box.
But I heard this bag rustling, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I'm looking around, and I have, like, empty shopping bags every time I stop at a convenience store. You know, if I stop at Wawa or if I stop at, you know, 7-Eleven or whatever, they always put shit in a bag.
Right.
So I got tons of these fucking bags. So I guess it got caught in one of the bags or it was running underneath one of the bags because I saw the bag moving. I'm like, I'm thinking, is there air? Like, you know, maybe there's...
I got a draft.
Yeah, maybe there's, like, air or something. So I turned the light on. It just ran right across the floor. And I was like...
That's horrifying.
I'm, like, shaking my fucking... I'm, like, rubbing my eyes. I'm, like, looking. And I just, like, was like...
Did you catch it?
Fuck no. I stood up on my bed like a bitch.
Like, I mean, eventually.
Bitch. I'm looking everywhere. I'm checking myself to see if there's, like, a family of them crawling all over me.
Fucking faggot.
That's why I'm with spiders.
See, I don't even give a fuck about spiders. They don't bother
me. Spiders are terrifying.
I've woken up and smashed one right on my face. Because I felt it crawling up my face. And then when it like went up on my forehead, I was like, smack.
Oh,
and I look
God.
And I see the thing. But
my, like,
mice,
legs
though.
Just got numb.
Mice.
It's funny.
So we went and bought fucking... what did we try? We tried some sort of... We tried the glue traps or something first.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. They just didn't go near them or something. So we actually got the old fashioned mouse traps. And we put it in a bag with a piece of cheese on it, set it, we put it in like a little brown bag. So that way we don't have to see it. We can just roll the bag
smart.
Up, right? And, I'll never forget it, man. We're sitting there in the living room watching, cause it was going between the kitchen and the washroom. So we're like, motherfucker, you know, we were trying for days to catch this motherfucker. Finally, I can hear it. I hear, and I was like, and I walk over and I see the bag and you could just see like it twitching, the bag's twitching.
Aww.
And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, ew. Well, we had to get rid of it.
Yeah, it was like Christmas morning hearing that. Like, thank God it's over.
Did you bury it?
No. We threw it in
at the bottom of the trash.
We didn't throw it in the trash. What did we do? We threw it somewhere. Oh, you know what? The trash can outside.
Yeah.
That fucking thing was so annoying. Ugh. Fucking miserable son of a bitch. He made my life a living hell. I couldn't sleep while he was in the house. The motherfucker, did you know that they can fucking climb shit?
Yeah, they can
Anything.
Climb walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not cool
I've
with that.
I've seen him do it.
I'm not cool with that.
I think it makes him interesting.
I mean, thankfully it wasn't a fucking rat.
Nah, there's like never rats in
No.
not in suburbs. There are city dwellers.
Chinese food places there are.
They catch them in the city. Ugh. Rats are like greedy, like homeless people. They need like as much shit as possible.
Can I have a dollar? Get out of here, you fucking bum.
I hit you with their
you,
wormy
you
tail.
You bum. Get out of here.
You get nothing.
Can I get $3? I'm trying to get a hot dog and a water.
You get nothing.
I was thinking about that, and I'm like, that's such an odd pricing, you know, and it hit me. It's perfect for them, because if you think about it, the average person probably buys two hot dogs and a water.
$5.
Mm-hmm. $5. So it's simple. Just five, done. Five spot, done. It's actually pretty smart if you think about it.
I do.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
Hey.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Listen to the break.
What?
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal? Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic.
And unmic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back from our freezing cold cigarette break. It's negative 18 degrees out. My feet are cold. I hope you guys donated some monies while we were gone. Go to riotcast.com, hit on the Jersey Jerks link. It's the donate button right there. What?
Fuck the donate button. Where's the donut button?
We can buy donuts with the money.
Fat fuck.
Let's be honest. That's probably what we'll buy with the money.
Lots of donuts. No. Lots of Dunkin' Donuts.
No, we're going to put it back into the system. When we get enough money, we'll probably get some t-shirts made.
Make some merch.
Yeah.
Some stickers.
Some swag.
Some swag.
As a matter of fact, I think everyone that donates should leave their home address.
Yes.
In the comments, their name and home address. That way, when we do finally get some shirts made or whatever, we'll definitely send you out one.
Absolutely. We're good for it. Trust us.
Yeah, we're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Forever. Jerks for life.
You get nothing!
It's like, just kidding. So the Grammys are Sunday.
They are.
Are you excited about it at all?
I am. I mean, I think some of the performances will be good.
Yeah, it looks like some of them are going to be good.
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to perform together.
Care less about that.
I know you don't like them.
No. I do like them. I'm just saying I could care less about them so much.
What are you looking forward to then?
Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
The Foo Fighters.
Dave
Grohl with a bunch of people are performing.
Yeah.
So, bless you.
God bless me.
She blew it right back into the microphone. She's like,
see, her microphone just went limp.
I think he's doing something with Pat Smear.
Well, he's always...
They're up for something, though, I think.
Probably Sound City soundtrack. Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, it's a really good soundtrack. Great documentary, by the way.
Yeah, I still have to say it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I know. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. Fantastic. It's weird.
I was reading something. So Metallica made a movie a couple years ago, last year, for a Death Magnetic.
Yes.
And Metallica was the one that funded the film. It cost $18 million and only made like $3.5 million. Meanwhile, they can make that in like three concerts.
Yeah.
And they're just amazed at how nobody went to the fucking theater to see. And I, you know what, though? I'll be honest. I'm one of those people. I would definitely see them in concert anytime they'd be around. But I never thought to go see the movie. You know?
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather see it on cable or something at home, you know?
Put it on Netflix.
They would have been better off putting it, like, right on pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
As well as the theater. They would have made a lot more money, because I would have ordered it for $6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the theater to watch it. If I was looking through, like, on demand, and I saw it, I'd probably order it. Like, oh, let me check this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm looking forward to the DVD.
Yeah, documentaries about musicians are always usually really good.
Yeah.
Any that I've ever watched were really good. Tallahassee Sky is one of my favorite.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Kings William.
By the way, I was thinking about you today.
Oh, jeez.
Not in that way. not in a creeper way. I was,
Ew.
I was listening to the radio.
Okay.
I was streaming from my phone while I was working, and during a commercial break, they played, I guess, their latest single.
A Temple.
Awful.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
No.
That song makes me want to dance.
No, it's awful.
It makes me want to dance.
It actually sounds, like there's something wrong with the track, because the way the hook is, it almost sounds like it skips. Like, remember like when records were scratched, they would skip and go back? Well, that's what it kind of sounds like. It sounds like they're going into this certain melody, and then all of a sudden it goes right back to the beginning and goes again, back to the beginning and goes again.
I like that shit.
It sounds awful.
I like it.
I can't believe they're that popular. I'm shocked.
What? You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No. You're just a hater of...
No, I'm not.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm not. They're just terrible.
They are not terrible. They're amazing musicians.
Yeah. Meanwhile, fucking... Paul Abdul played during a break. I'm talking about it. I'm telling you, man, it came with the fucking MP3 album. Trust me, I don't like
all the break music is courtesy of Fabio.
Yeah, I have the best of the 80s.
I should say 80
songs. 80 songs for $7, and it would have cost me more money if I just picked the ones I like. So I was like, I'm buying a fucking MP, the whole album.
I'm a homo.
I did it with that one, the 90s and the 2000s. And it was cheaper to do it that way than to, you know, and each one of them have like 80 songs. I'm like, how can you beat that? You can't.
Right.
You know, you just don't have to listen to the ones. I just put it on shuffle. I was like, fuck it. We're going out anyway. I don't have to hear it.
You should play some of my music.
Nah.
You hater.
Nah. We played enough of your music on this show. Never again. I wanted to talk about this last weekend. We just ran out of time. We ran a little long with the $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, peace up.
Word up,
homies. Word up. Keep fighting a good fight. But you guys excited for the Academy Awards this year? Because they released the nominees last week.
I haven't seen like any of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what sucks.
Well, I normally don't see any of the movies every year. Because you know they're always going to nominate this movies you won't go see in the theater.
Yeah.
But there's some that I'm like, you know, like for instance, The Wolf of Wall Street. That's a movie I'd want to see.
It looks good.
I'm not going to go to the theater to see it.
I heard it's really long.
Wow.
She said.
So like a 3-hour movie in the theater is kind of rough.
But that got nominated. Jonah Hill got nominated for that again. Like he got nominated for Moneyball and now this.
There's actually a funny story behind that. That Jonah Hill wanted that part so bad in Wolf of Wall Street that his salary for that was $60,000.
Wow.
No shit.
Because he wanted that part so bad, he said, I'll do it for $60,000.
Well, just think, if he wins the Oscar...
He might.
He's never going to have to worry about that fucking...
Oh, yeah. I want Leo to win, even though I haven't seen the movie yet, only because he has not won anything yet. And I feel like he should have for all the
honestly,
body work
he's done. I agree. I think he deserves one, at least one of some of the stuff he's done. I just don't think this is the one.
It's probably not, which sucks because...
He should have won for like The Departed.
But like I think about it like this.
He was
like,
great in that movie.
He was amazing. But like Pacino, he finally won his for Son of a Woman. Yeah.
Well, but gee, that was pretty awesome what he did.
And didn't Denzel win his for Training Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was...
I mean, it was a great movie. I love that movie. But Denzel should have won 9 times before that movie.
Absolutely. Oh, God, I forget his rapper. It's a rapper from the 90s. He was part of the Lox. But anyway, he had a song, and it said, why did...
Jadakiss,
yeah. And he said, why did Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? And it's true. I get knowledge and affirmations through rap songs.
Good.
I'm shocked that there's a lot of people I'm shocked that never won an Academy Award.
It's bizarre to me.
Did De Niro win one? I don't know if he did. He may have. I don't know. I just don't remember for what.
Shark Tale.
He didn't win for Raging Bull. I mean, I don't know.
He won. He won pretty early on in his career.
He should have.
Okay. He did win for Raging Bull, which was an amazing movie. Yeah. I need to watch that again soon.
All right. I'm going to read you guys the best picture nominations. Okay.
And we'll make our guesstimations.
All right. American Hustle. That's the one with
Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. And
okay. It's I don't know what it's about. It looks interesting. The preview I saw looks interesting. Yeah. So, Captain Phillips, the Tom Hanks movie.
Of course, that was going to get nominated.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're
shocked. Tom Hanks.
Maybe.
I love Tom Hanks.
I don't think he's ever going to win again, though. I don't think he's done winning Academy Awards.
No, I think he'll win forever.
He hasn't won since Forrest Gump.
Is that the last time he won?
Yeah, he won back-to-back, though. 2 years in a row, he won Best Actor.
Forrest Gump was the other one.
Philadelphia.
Oh.
Playing a faggot. I'm just playing. The Dallas Buyers Club. That's with Matthew McConaughey, Marco's boyfriend.
Jared Leto.
It's a gay movie, I believe. It's about something.
Cross-dresser, I think.
Something has to do with homosexuality. I just don't know what.
Yeah, I have that, so I got to watch it.
You have the Dallas Buyers Club?
Well, I have it on, comes out soon. I have it on reserve.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Gravity. That's the one that shocked me. Gravity.
I heard good things about Gravity.
It didn't shock me.
It didn't shock you?
No. It seems like every year a George Clooney movie gets nominated. And it just, the previews just look horrendous. Like, I have no interest in it.
Oh my God, I
want to
say it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have zero.
My girlfriend was dying for me to go see it. I had no interest in seeing it.
Nobody had any interest in seeing it with me either.
I didn't care for it. I just like it. It's not.
Everybody said it looked like anxiety filled, so they didn't want to see it.
I'm not a big fan of heights, and that the idea of being stuck in space just freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
But that's not why I didn't see it. I hate Sandra Bullock. And the fact that she's the star of a movie of this caliber is just insane.
Why do you hate Sandy?
You fucking for real?
I love Sandy.
She's disgusting. What? She's a disgusting human being.
She's not disgusting.
I just don't like her. Okay. Never liked her. Nothing about
From
her.
From like what? Speed on?
Before Speed. Love Potion number 9. She was horrible in that.
Not a Miss Congeniality fan.
Never watched that. Only movies I've seen with her was Speed, both Speeds, which you needed it to get through those movies. And what's that one?
With Ryan Reynolds?
I did see that. I forgot about that one. No, the one with the football player, Michael Orr.
Oh, Blindside.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, well,
hated her, but that was a great movie.
She was great in it.
Didn't you see the new one she was in with the funny fat chick from Bridesmaids?
Yes, I did see that. The Heat.
Yeah.
That was hysterical, but had nothing to do with her. Just Melissa McCarthy's. She's a fucking goddess.
She's
awesome. She's the only fat chick I would consider banging.
She is.
Honestly, she's that funny to me that I would bang her.
She's related to Jenny McCarthy.
I know. She's her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So she's got some.
Boy, that fucking gene pool got screwed up somewhere, huh?
It's cousins.
Jenny McCarthy's sister's even hot.
Really?
Like, she's smoking hot, too. Just like Jenny was. And
you don't think she's hot anymore?
She looks fake to me now. She's all done up and
has she got work done?
She got work done. Yeah, she looks like a doll, plastic doll. All right, the next three films I'm gonna name them fast because I don't even know what the fuck they are.
Okay.
And the titles alone makes me never want to see them.
Okay.
The first one is Her.
Heard awesome things. Joaquin Phoenix.
What's it about?
I think it's a love story, but...
Oh, wait a minute. I did read something. This is the one where he creates a computer program.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like a girlfriend. So basically, he's legitimizing porn.
Yes.
Is what he's doing. He's making it like a girlfriend.
Isn't Scarlett Johansson the voice?
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Well, Chris is going to buy the audiobook.
Why would they put her in a movie and not show her? It's just fucking dumb.
I don't know. Nebraska? No idea what that is.
No idea.
Philomena? No idea what that is. No interest in any of these.
Never heard of either.
12 Years a Slave. I personally think that's going to win it all.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I heard it was beyond amazing.
It's Forrest Whitaker, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember.
Isn't Brad Pitt in that?
I think so. Yeah. Very little part, but yeah, he's in it. I'm not sure what it's about.
I mean, slavery, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but there's something significant about this. I didn't really read up on it.
Yeah, I would like to see that, though.
And The Wolf of Wall Street. So this year's Best Picture is not really blowing me away.
Right.
Like, because usually every year there's always one movie where you're like, yes, that movie deserves to be there.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, for the most part.
I mean, like I said, I haven't seen any of the movies, so it's tough to really make an educated decision on it. But The Wolf of Wall Street looks good. American Hustle looks good. Didn't Gravity make a shit ton of money?
Gravity has no basis on Academy Awards.
Yeah, but a huge movie like that
has no basis because
it almost works against.
Why didn't Avengers
get
a nominated for anything last year?
They made the
more
money,
but they made the most money in any movie in history.
I hear you, but superhero movies barely ever get nominated.
They don't. They get shunned by the Academy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here now I'm going to go through I'll do the best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, and supporting actress.
Okay.
Nobody cares about director and all that shit.
That's tough.
For American Hustle, Christian Bale is nominated for Best Actor. Oh, good for you. For Nebraska, Bruce Dern, who I actually like. I think he's a funny dude.
I don't even know who that is.
You ever see the Home Alone movies?
Yeah.
You remember the tall, skinny crook that was with Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
That's Bruce Dern.
Okay.
Isn't that Bruce Dern?
No, it's Daniel Stern.
That's Daniel Stern.
Oh, then you don't know who he is.
I don't know who Bruce Dern is.
No.
Never
fuck
mind.
Nebraska.
Right, fuck Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street.
I want him to win. My boyfriend.
Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12
Years
a Slave.
That was racist.
Yeah, that was racist. And Matthew McConaughey for...
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
I hear that he's a front runner in that category.
Is that what you hear?
That's what I hear.
Your sources tell you? It's the word on the street?
That's from my Facebook feed. There's real no knowledge behind that.
All right, now I'll do the
actresses.
Amy Adams for American Hustle. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Didn't even know what the fuck that is.
Sandy Bullock.
For Gravity. I wish she just floated the fuck away. Never came back there. Judy Dench for Philomena. And Meryl Streep for August Osage County. Sorry.
I heard good things about that movie as well.
I don't know what that is either.
I just heard in passing that it was good.
I like Meryl Streep, but I'm sure this movie's a chick flick.
She's awesome.
Okay, actor in a supporting role.
Jonah Hill.
Okay, I'm going to say the name. You have to guess the movie.
Okay.
Because it's a name that's very hard to pronounce. Burkhad Abadi.
Philomena.
12 Years a Slave.
Captain Phillips.
Oh.
All right, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle. Michael Fassbender. 12 Years a Slave. Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers.
Jared Leto is a front runner in that,
too. I'd like to see Jonah Hill win, but I'm afraid if he wins, he's not going to do comedies anymore. He's going to keep doing serious roles.
Win. He's not going
to
win.
So I almost don't want him to win.
I think I'll still do comedies. I mean, that's where it came from.
Jesus, these names are incredible. I'm looking at the supporting actress. All right, Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine. Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. I don't like her. Lupita Nyong'o.
For 12 Years a Slave.
And Julia Roberts for August, Osage County. And June Squibb for Nebraska.
Squibb. I like that word. Squibb.
Oh, does anybody care about animated feature films?
I watch them every year, and they're always awesome.
No, I am curious about director, though.
Director?
Yeah.
Well, real quick, the animated ones. The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine, Frozen, and The Wind Rises.
Frozen.
All right. You care about directing, you said, Chris?
Yeah.
All right. American Hustle, Gravity, Nebraska, 12 Years a Slave, and Wolf of Wall Street.
Who are the directors for these? Let me see if I recognize any names.
No.
Okay.
No, you have nothing to worry about. Except for 12 Years a Slave, Steve McQueen.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
And Wolf of Wall Street, obviously, is Scorsese.
Scorsese, yeah. I'd like to see Scorsese win.
Yeah.
He wins, though, doesn't he?
From time to time, he wins.
No, didn't he just win the first time a couple of years ago?
For The Departed.
For The Departed. That was his first.
That was his first?
Yeah,
I think
so.
It was his first.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, so he ain't winning this either.
Yeah, he's probably not. Yeah, I mean, it's not really anything that's going to blow your hair back, that's for sure.
What movie do you think is going to like sweep the awards?
12 Years
Asleep. 12
Years
Asleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hear it's supposed to be pretty epic, and, you know, it's politically correct or something. I don't know. Yeah.
So you feel that a movie like 12 Years a Slave automatically gets Oscar nods because it's has a racial aspect to it?
I think that, like, portraying that is tough to do. So I think that, like...
Is it...
I think really? So. In any films that I
this
saw,
this racist ass country, that's hard to portray. It doesn't take much acting to do that nowadays.
What do you mean?
To do like a slave time thing, all you gotta do is throw the N bomb every fucking 3 seconds and use whips and chains and fucking whatever.
I don't think it's
cotton
that.
Cotton fields.
I don't think it's
bad
that.
Clothing.
Cotton dry.
Cotton dry.
Every time it's
ba-dum-bum.
Anytime it's like a race motivated movie.
Well, yeah, like
epic.
Hotel Rwanda. I didn't even know what that was about when they first put it on. You know, when they said it on the Oscars, I didn't know nothing about it. But I knew that when I heard the movie was coming out in theaters, just the title alone, I'm like, Oscar nomination.
Really?
And it was. It was actually. I think it won something. I don't know if it was Best Picture or Best Actress or Best Actor, but something of it won, and it was definitely nominated for Best Picture. So it's like, think about it. Go through time and look at all the for the last 25 years, look at all the movies that were nominated for Best Picture. Every single year, or any year for that matter, where there was a movie made that has something to do with some sort of like, some fight, some racial tensioned, you know, fight to stay alive and whatever, something like that, was always nominated for Best Picture automatically. It's almost like reverse racism. It's like, well, we have to do it because kind of like the whole coaching thing in the NFL. You have to, it's mandatory to interview a black head coach, a possible black head coach before making a decision. You have to,
right,
whether you like it or not. And it's kind of like the same. I feel it's like the same thing. They have to put one in there. If there's a movie out next year about, I don't know, let's say, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a fucking town or country or something where there's some sort of like racial war or whatever, that'll probably be nominated for Best Picture. It's like clockwork. It happens all the time. I don't care because I never liked the Oscars anyway because they always nominate films that I personally think don't deserve to be there anyway. Like, who gives a shit about Philomena? I don't know what the fuck that's about. But, like, what a horrible title, number one. And it's like, you know, it's just some sappy, you know, tissue-drenching fucking movie that only women will watch. No man in his right straight mind would watch something like that. Even if it was with his woman, it's just not worth it. I mean, there were movies in the past that won or were nominated where I was like, really? And then I watched them like, wow, that was like No Country for Old Men. I didn't even know what that was about. I knew it won Best Picture, and I was like, huh. And the cast is good. Woody Harrelson's in it. Mm-hmm. That big Spanish dude.
Javier Bardem.
Yes. So I'm like, oh, that's a pretty strong cast. Well, I happened to watch it, and I was like, that's a fantastic fucking movie. And I understand why it won Best Picture. You know, The one with anything that Daniel Day-Lewis does
is
good. Yeah, that's another one. Anything he does, nominated.
Yeah, they love
automatically.
Him.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
He's almost like programmed for this. Like they built him to do this. You know.
I heard a rumor that, and I think it's—I don't know if it's official yet—but that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to play Sinatra in a movie. So I don't know if.
I could see that. Actually.
I mean, he might win
Sinatra
for that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Well, it depends how the movie's done, though.
I think it's supposed to be.
See,
I think it's been in the making for like.
That's the shit
10
that
years.
Pisses me off, though. That movie probably won't get nominated. It might get nominated for Best Picture, maybe. I don't know, but it may not. But a movie like Ray gets nominated for Best Picture.
Right? Did it?
Yeah, it did. Fucking Jamie Foxx won Oscar
for
Best Actor in
that
movie.
He was fucking great.
He was. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it didn't deserve it, but it's like if they do a movie about Frank Sinatra, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make it. No matter what. Even if the movie's good, it doesn't matter. It's not about that anymore. These fucking 90-year-old people that run the Academy, they're the ones that are in charge of putting these movies in.
Yeah.
And they just recently expanded the movies to like, what is it, like 10 nominees now?
Yeah.
It used to be 5.
I know, it was tough.
And
before.
It was, I never watched it. And that's why they expanded it, because nobody was watching
the viewership.
Oscars. Yeah, they had nothing but like.
Who's even hosting it this year? Do you know? I have actually no idea.
I have no clue.
Are they doing no host?
No, they're doing a host. I just don't remember who. I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's someone who already hosted. I know that.
Look it up.
I just don't know who.
It seems like hosting the Oscars is like a no-win situation.
Yeah, everybody fails miserably.
Well, everybody that does it gets killed after they do it. It doesn't matter if they did okay, bad, good.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who they're bringing back. I don't know. But I don't know. I this year is not a year where I'm going to be watching.
I don't watch it.
I like to tune in from time to time to see where they're at.
It's Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, okay. She hosted a few years back, and she was the one that everybody loved the most, which I don't see how.
She's so lovable.
No, she's not.
You are out of your mind.
She looks like Owen Wilson.
So what? Who cares what she looks like? She's like America's sweetheart. She's so loving and happy, and she dances, and she's just...
Oh, yeah, because
she's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, because that's something I want to see. A short-haired lesbian dancing on stage in front of millions of people.
So?
I'm just saying, like, I don't fucking watch dancing shit anyway, and now I gotta watch her dance? Like,
maybe she won't dance.
Like, they gotta find somebody else to host the Oscars.
Yeah, they should get every train wreck in Hollywood.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Like Lindsay Lohan, get Miley Cyrus up there, Justin Bieber.
You all some Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus looking motherfucker.
Load the dressing room with drugs and alcohol, and don't even give them a script or no teleprompter, nothing.
That is the exact opposite of what the Oscars
are. Isn't that the MTV Movie Awards?
That's basically what that is, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. You just described the MTV Movie Awards.
Maybe I should start watching that.
That's always wild every year.
Yeah, it's usually pretty cool.
It's definitely more entertaining watching the Oscars, that's for sure.
And one of the reasons why I'm not really into any of the award shows is because normally I don't see the movies until after the awards.
Yeah.
Like after, you know, within the next year, I'll probably see 6 or 7 of the 10 nominated movies.
Oh, I won't.
But I won't see any of them before the Oscars.
I still haven't watched any of the movies from last year's nominees.
I tried.
Silver Linings Playbook was the worst movie ever. I couldn't even finish it.
I didn't understand the hype behind it at all.
It was retarded.
It just seemed like another chick flick.
They finally do a movie that represents my hometown, and they can't even do it right.
I didn't understand why it was what the hype was all about.
Yeah, I mean, like to me, I saw it. I don't think it was horrible. It was okay.
No, I mean, I liked it. I didn't understand the hoopla.
My girlfriend was breaking my balls to see that movie forever. We finally finally got it at Redbox. She fell asleep before I did.
I remember you telling that
story. And she was like, that movie, she tried watching again. She's like, it was awful. And I'm like, thank you.
Well, there's a really beloved movie called Garden State. And it takes place
never
in New
seen
Jersey.
That. I never seen that. I hear it's good. But
I've tried to watch it.
It's got the guy from Scrubs, right?
Zach Braff and Natalie Portman. So right there, I can watch because Natalie Portman.
Dyke.
Dude, 10 times I've kept it because I use it as like Ambien. No, it's Ambien.
It's that bad?
Swear on my life, I've yet to watch it. And you know why I bought it?
Why?
Because Sheldon from Big Bang is in it for 2 minutes.
You're weird.
Weird?
Weird.
You're weird.
I was going to say you're Squirb. Queer. You're queer and weird at the same time.
I'm queer.
You're queered.
But yeah, that was my original reason for buying it.
That was your original reason for buying it?
That was my reason.
It's my reason for buying it, Raylan.
But if I can't fall asleep, I put it in. 10 times I've tried to watch it, and I fall asleep. And it's another one. It's so beloved, and everybody loves it, and I don't get it. I don't understand why. I've never been able to sit through it.
Really? Yeah.
And it's New Jersey. It's like they make us look like shit.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, what do you think? That New Jersey's like this great fucking...
I don't know. They need to focus on like South Jersey instead of North always.
Oh, we don't even exist. South Jersey doesn't mean... Anything that's close to New York is what matters. Nobody gives a shit about this area. It's funny. We have the original Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
The original, like, you know, shore points and stuff. Absolutely. Before that bullshit up north. And everybody makes a big deal about up north. Because anyone that lives in the city, they think that that is like, whoa, that's crazy. But let me tell you, back in
LA, we have Atlantic City, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, we have the closest thing to Vegas of anywhere.
I know.
And it's not exactly nice.
It's ghetto as fuck.
Yeah, it's ghetto as fuck. But at the same time, as far as gambling goes...
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, they have like, little casinos here and there now. But I mean, if you want that kind of like going to Vegas without going to Vegas, like, you know, bunch of casinos, a strip for that matter, you know, a bunch of different places to go. Atlantic City's your best option, really. Honestly. I mean, a night out on the town, go casino hopping or club hopping down the shore, whatever. You know, that's your thing. But other than that, nobody really gives a shit about
around here. It's very annoying.
There's nothing around here, though. There's really, you know, nothing around. I mean, when they made the White Castle movie.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember those
Harold
two fuckers.
Kumar,
yeah. I'm thinking like Harry and Dunbar. I have no idea. You know, they said the White Castle was in Cherry Hill.
Right.
And the directions they gave...
were wrong.
Right. And even where they were, it wasn't fucking Cherry Hill.
It wasn't Cherry Hill.
It was like...
And they didn't even
California.
Go to the White Castle in Cherry Hill.
Remember the forest they went through with the cheetah?
Yeah.
There is no forest in Cherry Hill.
No, there's none.
There's no cheetahs in Cherry Hill either. I don't even think there's a fucking zoo that they mentioned. Whatever zoo they mentioned, I don't think that exists. So I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, most movies are bullshit, though.
I know, but it just... When you finally get something that's supposed to be closer to you... Boy, are they wrong. Boy, are they wrong. So, nobody cares. Nobody's going to do anything around here. I don't expect it. Philly's the closest thing they'll do something in.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's Tom Hanks with AIDS.
Shooter was in Philly?
Well, yeah, that was part of it was in
the
Philly.
Sixth Sense was Philly, right?
Sixth Sense. Well, that's M. Night Shyamalan. Everything's based out of Pennsylvania.
Everything's in Philly or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Maybe you should move back to Philly because everything in the suburbs was shit.
I liked Unbreakable.
It was okay.
That was my favorite M. Night movie.
I like all M. Night's movies.
M. Night, Unbreakable was the best movie he did by far.
I like that. I like The Village.
That was horrible.
It was terrible.
I like Signs.
I couldn't even. Signs is awesome.
Signs scared the fuck out
That's
of me.
Actually my second favorite.
The last one he did was pretty good.
The Devil? No. Yeah, was that him?
In the Elevator? Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was scary.
The one
The Conjuring was horrible.
Yes.
No, not The Conjuring.
Wait.
The Happening.
The Happening, where the people are falling off the fucking roof and shit.
Killing themselves.
Yeah, it was the worst.
The guy sticks his head in the fucking lawnmower blade.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
That was terrible.
Because of a dangerous breeze. Okay.
But The Village was the worst one.
I love The Village.
Oh, it was so bad.
I like The Village.
It was so bad.
I did, man. I liked it.
I'm sorry, but The Happening, really? You liked it?
I liked it, yeah.
So a wind gust makes you, like, lose your mind.
If you remember the movie correctly, it wasn't the wind, it was the plants.
Yeah, but still, every time you saw, like, the wind blowing over the
plant. I liked
people's hair started to go back from the wind, and next thing you know, they were like...
I liked it was different.
just fall right off a building. I could never even make it through the first 5 minutes of Lady in the Water.
Me neither.
Couldn't make it through. And it's a shame.
I watched like half.
I like Paul Giamatti, and I wanted to see it, But I couldn't. I don't even know what it's about. Is it some chick that won't get out of his pool? Is that
it's
what it
a,
is?
It's a, it's more of a children's.
Get out of my pool!
Get out of my pool, bitch!
It's more of a children movie. It was. It actually was a story that he would tell his kids before they went to bed. So it was based off of that. Okay. I liked it. I thought it was very creative. It was the one chick, the one that was in Spider-Man. She was Gwen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ron Howard's
Ron
daughter.
Ron Howard's daughter. She, like, lived in the pool.
She has a boy's name, Bryce Dallas
Bryce
Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah. She was in it. She was the lady in the water. I liked it, though. It was, like, very comic booky. It was very kids-story on it.
I think one of the things he had working against him was The Sixth Sense was so fucking good.
That everyone expected.
And then
that.
Next was Unbreakable, right? Then he goes Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Signs.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, I think, well, especially The Sixth Sense. I mean, he hit such a home run with that one. It was so hard to live up to that. But
100%.
But
it
The
was
Village was horrible.
I liked it.
It was terrible.
I liked the whole idea behind it.
It was so dumb.
I mean, I get why you don't like it. I really do. Because I've had this conversation with so many people, and they're always like, what? It was stupid. But I like the creativity of it. Like, he's so different. He's always thinking outside the box. I never thought that they were in real life times until I was like, oh my God. Like, it blew my mind.
I thought it was.
Breakable was first.
I was going to say that, too.
Okay.
Actually, he did I guess it's a movie called Praying with Anger in 1992. I've never heard of it or seen it. Doesn't even have a fucking picture for the movie. Unbreakable was 2000. Again, to this day, it's always been my favorite.
It's a good.
I love it. It's before its time. That's how good.
Absolutely.
That's why I think it's great, because it was so much before its time.
And it was.
And I've actually gotten people that didn't like it to watch it again, and then they loved it, because now that all these movies have come out in the last 10 years, you get it more.
Yes.
It's not, people are like, it's boring. It doesn't make sense. It's kind of stupid. They watch it now like, that's fucking brilliant.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it, definitely.
Signs. Actually, hold on a second.
I definitely think that Signs came out after The Sixth Sense, by the way.
Yeah. I think Sixth Sense was first.
I loved
Signs.
Wait
a minute. I'm looking at his producer credits. Apparently, he didn't produce The Sixth Sense.
He directed it.
Director is more important.
It was Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
He actually did something called Wide Awake, too. Whatever. Sixth Sense, Unbreakable,
Signs.
The Village, Lady in the Water, The Happening, The Last Airbender.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
I won't see it either. I won't see it. After Earth, that movie that just came out with Will Smith and his son.
He did that?
Oh.
I didn't realize that was him.
He directed it.
Should have known, Philly people.
And he's got a movie, a TV series coming out called The Wayward Pines.
That's cool.
I don't know what it's about.
I would watch that. Sounds like it's about woods.
They're chasing me. he just, you're right, he never lived up to The Sixth Sense.
He didn't.
And it's funny, because I watched Sixth Sense a few years back, and I didn't think it was as good as when I first saw it.
Well, when you know it
wasn't about that. It was.
It was drab.
Yes, I found it. That kid was fucking annoying.
Yeah,
he was annoying the first time I saw it, but watching it again, it was just like, God, someone just kill this fucking kid. You know, he was just so bad. Bruce Willis was great in it.
He was good.
And, the way the story went was still great. It didn't catch me like it did the first time.
I had the
time.
Same reaction with it when I watched
it. I still loved the part where that guy shoots Bruce Willis. Oh, spoiler alert. I still love where the guy,
if you haven't
Donnie
seen
Wahlberg,
The Sixth Sense
shoots
by now.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
That scene is still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It so fucking blows your mind, man.
But I love Signs.
Signs is so
that
good.
Fucked with my head.
So bad. It scared the living
it
shit
did.
Out of
that's
me.
That's what's so great about it. It was like, it wasn't anything you really saw. It was what you heard.
And then when you did see it, your like heart stopped.
Yeah.
When he was like,
well, that one. When
he's like, and
well,
I'm
no,
like,
no, that wasn't it. You know what part was really?
Oh my God! I know what you're gonna say.
When they showed it on TV,
yes!
His birthday party
and
in Mexico.
And it walks by, and you're like, whoa!
It just—it's the music. The music they play, the score. It just, you hear like, boom, and you're just like, like fly back in the chair.
And like Joaquin Phoenix's reaction is like,
yeah, his hair lip moved.
That was good. And that whole cast was good.
Yeah.
They were all really good.
Very, very good.
M. Night's always got to make his, you know, little appearance in every movie.
Yeah. Although I don't remember him. I don't remember him in a village, but I only saw that once, and I forgot.
I know where he's at.
I purposely didn't want to remember.
They don't ever show him by face, but they show the reflection of his face in a window. He's the doctor that gives her the supplies.
Okay.
But they show it in a reflection of a window.
I was shocked. The one in Middle Eastern in the movie.
Where was
the
he in Sixth Sense?
He talks to him.
Was he a psychiatrist or something? A therapist?
I know that he definitely interacts with Bruce Willis.
And where was he in Devil?
I actually don't remember. I saw Devils in the movie theater, and then that's
everything's
it.
Plural for you today, huh? Money's, yeah.
Money's Devil, movie feets. Theaters.
My feets is cold.
My feets is cold. Fetus.
Your fetus is cold.
Fetus. Fetuses.
Fetus I.
Fetus E. I don't remember where he was in Devil, actually. I actually don't remember where he was. Oh, no, I do.
I know where he was. He was back at his house writing another shitty script.
Well, remember in Signs, he's like in his house.
He was the guy that killed Mel Gibson's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was also...
He was.
He's the one that... No, he was in it again.
In Signs, same character, though.
Oh, yeah, the same character.
Yeah, he was the doctor... Or I don't know, he was a veterinary doc, whatever. He fell asleep at the wheel and he killed Mel Gibson's wife. And then when all the shit was going down, he packed up his shit and he was leaving. And he stopped by Mel Gibson's house and said that he was sorry and told him, don't go by my house. There's one trapped in my pantry. And something about they don't seem to like water or something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And that's when Mel Gibson went to his house, and he stuck the blade of the knife to see the reflection, and then the hand came out, and he
scared
cut the fingers.
Scared the shit out of you.
Right. That's the only two times he was in that movie.
Yeah, that is the only two times he's in the movie.
The first time was vehicular manslaughter, and the second time he was finally apologizing years later.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, by the way, world is going to end. Sorry about what happened. It was really my bad. Just real tired. And this was before the Mel Gibson tirade.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well before.
Because I'll tell you, that would have been a totally different movie if that shit came out earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know Mel Gibson. First of all, he wouldn't have been a priest. Because he was a priest in that movie or a pastor or something. And second of all, God knows what he would have been calling those aliens.
I know. Remember, he didn't even curse really in the movie.
Oh, no, not at all.
He's like, I'm yelling. I'm going to hurt you.
Gosh, damn it. Darn it. God damn it.
And Joaquin's like freaking out. They did look related. I remember that movie made people say that they were like uncle and like nephew, and it's like they're not related. Shut up! But like that became the rumor mill. It was like Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix are related, and it's like, well, they kind of look alike. But
I never heard that.
No, it was like a huge spiel. I remember it because I used to like have a crush on Joaquin Phoenix.
No, I believe that. Mel Gibson and Debbie Gibson were related before that.
They actually do look similar.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm saying I don't think so. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it's my opinion.
Yeah. Don't see it.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Joaquin Phoenix doesn't even look like River Phoenix.
I can't stop looking at his hair lip.
It's fucking gross. Yeah. Eh? It's like he's got a worm on his fucking...
It's like he should wear a fake mustache in every movie he's in.
When I saw The Gladiator, another great fucking movie.
Amazing.
They did I saw it in a theater, and it was a close-up of his face when he was addressing the crowd in the arena. And as he was turning his head and the camera was like panning around his face, all of a sudden that scar, that hair lip just became so prominent. And it's like all the money you make and you can't do nothing about that
Why? Why should he?
It's kind of...
It makes him different.
It makes you focus on it. It's like... you know, it's kind of like Austin Powers. Mo. It's the same fucking
black.
Thing.
Mo.
Black.
Now, how come, honestly, and I'm not trying to be funny, but 12 Years a Slave, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's a good movie. I'll probably watch it when it comes out on cable. Why not put Mel Gibson in it? I mean, can't get any better than that.
It doesn't sound like it would be a role for him.
He'd be perfect for that time.
How do you even know if there's white people in it?
Are you serious? 12 Years a Slave. Slave. What slave? What do you think? There's no white people in the movie? We
no,
just
but
said
I don't
Brad
think
Pitt
it's gonna
was
be
in the
prominent.
Movie.
It's going to be like secondary.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like the like,
I'm saying Mel Gibson would be perfect for that movie because he's a racist fucking pig.
Why would you?
It's not a hard stretch for him to act in a movie where he would be a slave master, is what I'm saying. He wouldn't be acting. He'd be in his normal self.
Yeah, he acts. Mel Gibson.
I hope you get raped by a pack of.
He Mel Gibson auditioned for Django Unchained, and Tarantino told him he says nigger too much.
Seriously, like he'd be perfect for that kind of a movie. It would be typecasting at that point.
Oh my God! They wouldn't. Maybe they asked him, and he turns it down.
I doubt it.
Maybe he said this wouldn't be good for my image.
Yeah, it's a little late for that. Nothing's gonna. You know,
I think Mel Gibson is done at this point.
You mean like in movies?
Yeah.
No.
At least for a little while.
No.
He came out with that Beaver movie and then all hell broke loose.
Beaver?
Like that puppet that he had on his
yeah,
hand?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. That
was
insane.
Beaver.
That was an insane movie. I didn't see it. I'm saying
that was like the worst thing he could have did. So now he needs to just crawl under a rock for a while.
You're going to make me look this up too because I don't think he's done, actually. I think he's got a lot of shit.
He actually, right before the Beaver movie, he did one movie. It was really good.
Yeah, what was it? I can't think of it.
I can't think of the name.
Was it Apocalypse Now or whatever it was?
That was 1974. Close, though. You were close.
The Edge of Darkness.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
That was before the tirade, wasn't it?
It was before the tirade?
Yeah, I think so. Was it like 2008 or something like that?
2010.
Huh.
No, I'm pretty sure that was after the tirade. Or maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
No, you might be right. He was in Machete. Machete.
He was in Machete?
Oh, he's going to be in the new Expendables movie.
Yeah. He was in Get the Gringo, which I didn't see that. The Beaver, Edge of Darkness. Paparazzi. The Singing Detective. I've never even heard of that. Signs. He didn't really do much this decade.
No, I mean, he made so much money off of the Jesus movie.
Wow, his body
never has to work.
His body of work is fucking incredible.
Has he ever won an Oscar?
Braveheart, right? For director? Or I don't think it was for actor. I think it was for direct. It was his movie.
He was good director. That's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, he won for Best Picture and Best Director.
Mm-hmm. Freedom! Still love that movie. I was telling someone the other day, actually, they never saw The Patriot. I was like, watch it. It's good. It's very Braveheart-esque.
So
yeah.
I said, it's really good.
That's the movie that they say that... Wait, who's his son in that?
Heath Ledger.
Is it what? Heath Ledger.
The Joker.
The Joker. He was awesome.
Yeah. He died in that movie, too.
He did. He died.
He's
in
dead.
America.
Yeah, he
Smurf.
Chris, what were you saying earlier? You wanted to talk about something with Seinfeld.
Oh, I was watching Seinfeld before you guys came over, and it was the one with the bet where they all wanted to see who can hold out the longest from jerking off. And I was thinking about it with the four of us. Now, Marco's not here, but who would last the longest out of us?
Not jerking off?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to try?
No. I'm just saying.
But see, here's the thing, though. It's not much of a bet because in the show, none of them were in a relationship.
Right.
Okay, well, that's why they did the bet because they talked about masturbating a lot. And if they
no, they did the bet because George got caught jerking off by his mother.
Right, but they all admitted to masturbating.
Right.
All
right.
Well, my thing is you know, we're in relationships, so we don't have to necessarily jerk off. You know what I mean?
You don't have to. But you do.
All right, let's do the bet. I'll win.
See, I don't think you will.
There's no proof. But we'll never have
the honor system.
The honor system.
Yeah.
Why would we lie?
But that's the thing. I won't have to jerk off. I have her.
Okay, let's do the bet then.
Yeah, but you normally only see her on the weekends. So you don't jerk off all week?
There have been weeks where I don't jerk off.
It's not
a problem. No, I'm serious. It's not a problem. I jerk off sometimes because I need to go to sleep.
So do I.
Yeah. But I don't normally have trouble sleeping lately. I can go to sleep pretty damn good as of late. So it's been quite a while. I mean, like, let's see. I actually went 2.5 weeks without doing it not too long ago. Because I was even...
You're a weirdo.
I even thought about it. I was like, whoa. I didn't realize how long it's been. You know?
I've missed you.
Are you winking at me? Are you winking at me? Yeah, no, it's not. Why am I weird?
I don't know. As a guy, guys jerk off.
Dude, I have a fucking girlfriend.
So what?
Sometimes I'm wiped out from her on the weekend, and I don't have to do it for the whole week. I'm fine.
But jerking off's never been about need.
It was for me for a long time. I don't know about you, but it was for me for a long time. I don't understand that. That I don't get.
I've never needed to jerk off in my life. I never been like, oh, I gotta jerk
no,
off.
No, no, no. What the fuck is that? Needed to jerk off. Needed to come. Needed to bust a nut. You never needed to bust a nut? You bitch about it constantly. I need to bust a nut.
It's good for your prostate.
Well, fine. Thank you, Dr. Oz. But honestly, I mean, if you can't get a chick to do it, that's your next step, right? Logical step.
But it doesn't have anything to do with getting a chick to do it.
No, no.
I jerk off a lot.
Right, but don't you do it to bust a nut?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's
so
not
you
like
need
I
need to do it to bust
no,
a nut.
No, it has nothing to do with need. Like, I'm not going to fucking die if I don't come. I want to, so I do it.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, it's weird that
he just gave me the third degree that I'm crazy that I can go 2.5 weeks without it, and
you've been Captain Porn for as long as I've known you.
Exactly. Maybe I'm a little wiped. You ever think about that? I'm a little wiped.
You're tired of jerking off?
A little bit, yeah.
He's desensitized.
Yes, absolutely. Miss, that is so fucking true. I am. I'm desensitized.
You're like just, you again?
Yeah. I'm not like, you know... And I was telling him that I need like crazier fucking porn to get me off. Like eventually it's going to be something completely insane. It's going to have to be like a remake of Gravity. the guy's dick's going to come out of his fucking astronaut suit and there's going to be like a hole in hers. He's just going to bang her in space.
Oh
like,
my God.
I can't think of anything else at this point. It's all like fucking mundane for me. I just did it too long. I jerked off at a very young age. And I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have. I started at 11, and I shouldn't have. I should have waited a little bit. My hands just wouldn't stop. My hands
you were
never,
curious.
My hands just didn't know how to say no.
You're like, this is rape.
My hands were rapists. Rapist hands. I just don't. I like, lately, I've just been too fucking tired. I have no desire to do it. I don't care. I really
When's
don't.
The last time you jerked off?
I think it was... Hold on, let me see something. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it was last Thursday afternoon.
Very specific.
Well, if it was every day, I probably would lose track, but because I know it's been a while...
How do you know that it was Thursday afternoon?
Because I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think the last time.
Were you watching something in particular?
I have no, but I have a specific routine. That's
it was about
very,
34 degrees.
I have the time is 6:10. No, I have a
sun was starting.
I have a specific.
My hand was still greasy.
I have a specific routine that allows me to remember, like you know, disposal and all that other shit. You know what I mean? Like getting rid of the evidence. So I'm thinking back, and that was the last time, last Thursday afternoon, probably around 3:00.
And a sock?
No more, uh-huh. No more socks. I don't abuse the socks anymore.
That's good. No more blood.
No, this at one time. Again, that was another topic of conversation I had with somebody recently.
The bloody sock. The bloody sock. That was disturbing.
It was disturbing. You should have seen all the looks on your faces.
We were like horrified. You're like, I actually have it in a plastic bag.
You
want to
see the happening? I'll show you the happening. Signs. Here's a sign. I'm fucking dying. I had 6 M. Night Shyamalan movies in one fucking Ziploc bag.
Except Unbreakable. You broke it.
Aw.
Yes, I broke it. This is the sequel, Breakable. Broken. So you guys want to do a bet?
No, there's no point. If you can go 3 weeks without jerking off, there's no point.
You took the fun out of it.
Well, you asked. What do you want me to do? Okay, I can't stop jerking off.
Yeah.
Why? Missy, how often do you fucking flick your bean?
I don't know, like once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty depressing.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It seems depressing for everybody else.
It's winter.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just let your natural leggings grow.
Yeah.
And you don't bother
like,
shaving anymore.
I don't want to do anything.
I need the fur.
I just want to sleep.
You look like a tauntaun down there.
Yes.
It'll help you keep your fingers warm. If you just shove them all in there.
Oh, my God. That sounds painful. Double fisting myself.
Ew. You fist yourself.
Double fist.
Double fist, sorry. My bad.
Just punch the tip and twist it.
And we don't know how much, you know.
Time we have left?
No,
We don't punch a clock here.
We don't know how much Daddy Dearest over here masturbates.
We do not.
Oh, I guarantee it's daily.
You think so?
Yeah, I think any time he gets to get away from the wife and the kids.
See, that's the thing. I don't see, for that reason, I don't see him having any alone time.
Shower.
Work.
He. So underrated. You should try that.
I can't. I'm always on the road. I can't.
You need both hands to drive?
Actually, yes. Yeah.
You sit in traffic a lot.
Especially if it's a stick shift. I have to. I can't hold two sticks.
I think Marco's probably a big... I mean, he's talked about jerking off in the shower. I think he does that pretty often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Kevin Spacey in American Beauty? How the movie starts? Here I am, the best part of my day. Look how pathetic I am, jerking off in the shower. That's his... You don't remember
I don't
that?
Remember
okay.
it. I've only
I
seen
watch
it
a
once.
Lot. It's a good movie. Yeah. I like it a lot.
I'm not saying all that about Marco. This is the best part of my day, jerking off. I'm just saying he probably jerks off in the shower a lot.
If anything, in the shower when he's doing that, it's like another miserable morning.
Marco, it's the fourth time you've showered today. What's wrong with you?
I'm very dirty.
Probably has to lock the door.
See, what had happened was I spilled spaghetti on me.
I got spaghetti marinara sauce on my balls.
On my fucking balls.
You think he barricades the door?
No.
No.
He's
probably not allowed to. No, I'm saying, what if the kid needs something from the bathroom?
Is he going to knock down the door?
Yeah, break down the door.
Who dares enter my den?
I don't think he can walk yet.
Rub one off to Tony Hawk.
What?
Rub one off to Tony Hawk.
I don't even understand how that was ever said.
Don't fight it. He said it.
All right, Hobbs.
Hobbs. Marcus had a plethora of gay sound bites on this show.
He really has.
Come on my face. I got hard for a second.
Screaming.
Yeah, those are loud.
Yeah, if you're going regular over 2 weeks without jerking off, I don't see the point in the bet.
It's not regular. It's just I just hit this like skid where I'm just not up to it, you know? Like I just don't. She's right. I'm kind of desensitized. Like I don't. It's almost like a revolution. Like, every once in a while, I'll be watching something on TV, like a movie or TV show on cable, and there'll be, like, a sexy scene, and I'll be like, ooh, you know, and then the thought pops up in your head. You know, it's like, because this is the kind of shit that would have made you want to jerk off when you were, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see, like, the heavy petting. Well, now it's like, for the longest time, it's like, this is nothing to me. It's like breathing. It doesn't do anything for me. But now, because I'm just so, like, over porn, I see that and I'm like, huh. You know, I'm starting to regress to the very beginning. So eventually, in like 5 years, I'll be back into porn real heavy.
Five?
No, I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there. I don't have an actual flow chart for you. But I don't know. I'm so tired by the end of the week that if I do jerk off, my girlfriend's going to break up with me. Because what? I'm just going to be, no, because I'm just going to be too tired to do anything with her. I save it. You know what I mean? Because that's like,
I've been saving a gift for you all week.
You're like, no. I got one in the chamber already.
But that's what I mean. Like, because you definitely want to get that out. You want to, you know, you want to get down and dirty. But then once I'm done, I'm done. Like, I'm just like, roll over like a big fat pig and just go to sleep. Like, I'm just tired. Right. As she lays there unsatisfied.
Thanks.
Yeah. What's that sound? Nothing. Go back to sleep.
Fuck me. Matthew McConaughey, where are you?
So weird.
He's a weirdo. Fuck.
I'm gay. I'm watching gay porn.
His man crush on Matthew McConaughey is just, it's weird.
He's probably jerking off every fucking Sunday night to True Detective.
Yeah. I don't know. It's borderline strange. There's actors that I like, but.
You're not bang them.
No, it's not. It's never been like a man crush type thing. It's just like,
you're back.
No.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I have favorite actors, but none of them do I have any kind of attraction to.
Sexually.
I'll be honest with you. I can't even give you an honest opinion. I don't know what is attractive. I know I'm not. I know that. But I don't know. I'm just a self-hating Jew without the Jew part. But I don't really know. I know what women like. That's how I know. Like, you know, like, for instance, if there's a guy on TV or in a movie who's, like, really well-built, like, you know, like all muscles and whatever, like cut, I immediately think that's what women want. So I immediately put him as, well, that's probably the, you know, it thing. You know what I mean? That's the first thing women look at, you know? Like, you're not going to watch an older movie and be like, oh, yeah, John Candy, put him up top because, you know, that's what women love. No. you know what I mean? It's like you see, like, a movie with, like, The Rock or something. Well, I'm just saying, I know lots of women who think he's, like, God's gift. They love him because he's so, like, different looking. Like, he's not your typical, you know, white guy or whatever, like, normal guy. He's just different. He's this big Samoan, half black looking guy who's all juiced out and shit. Women love that. A lot of women do.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then, you know, like my girl, she loves, well, I don't know how she feels about him anymore, but Bradley Cooper.
Right.
You know, so I see these top names like Leo DiCaprio and I automatically think, see, you're wet.
I love Leo.
Right. And I see these people and I'm thinking, oh, this has got to be because these are the ones that women talk about. These are the ones. And you're like one of the people. Like, I listen to what you say and you say, like, you know, like, all right, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to talk about the fucking show again. But you said what you said about the show you just watched. But I remember you said that you liked the dude from Justified.
Yeah, Timothy Olyphant.
Right. So now when I see him on TV, in the back of my mind every once in a while, I think, oh, Missy likes this guy.
Yeah.
So this is how I attribute to what...
What is considered good looking.
Whereas Marco, I think, looks at Matthew McConaughey and says...
I'd fuck him.
Yeah, basically. He took the words right out of my mouth. I was just giving a little pause, but I was ready to go there. And you just said it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can look at a guy like Matthew McConaughey and like Bradley Cooper, and you see them, you can appreciate that they're, you know,
they're good looking men.
They're
yeah.
in good. No, I wasn't saying now. I'm like they're built. They're in good shape.
Right.
But like as
anything
far as
that
like,
isn't us is good shape.
Yeah.
Basically, when it comes down.
But yeah, to look at them like, wow, he's a really good looking man. Like I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're straight guys, so.
Yeah, like, I could understand why women would be attracted to them.
Yeah.
But, like, to say, oh, yeah, he's really good-looking like that.
That's fucking disgusting.
Especially Matthew McConaughey.
What about him?
I don't know. I don't find him attractive, but I also have never found him attractive.
Okay.
Like, my whole, like, since days.
See, and that's, days. And to me, hearing you say that is different from what I've heard in the past. I've heard yeah. women... You know, they may not sit there and say he's their favorite, but they'll sit there and say, oh, yeah, I like him.
He's too manly or something. Like, he doesn't
really?
Have any feminine qualities, I feel.
Really? To me, he seems real dainty.
Really?
He's so, like, whatever.
Mm.
He's like,
it's his face. I don't like his face.
I don't like your face.
I don't like your face,
yeah,
motherfucker.
I like that. He doesn't have a good, I don't like his nose. Nose is
so you
part.
Don't like manly men.
No.
So what's it? So Matthew McConaughey, is that like the poster child of what you think is a manly man?
No, I think The Rock is, like, or like,
yeah. But some women like that.
I understand it. I just don't get it.
So I mean, you like women, or I mean, men with feminine qualities?
Yeah, like a
like what? This is like interesting. I like this.
Like a more proportioned face.
Proportioned.
Like all the items, I don't know, all the things.
Milk, eggs.
All the things on your face are more proportioned with one another. I like that. And women usually have that because of makeup and things like that. And men usually have, like, bigger attributes.
Lies.
Bigger jaw, bigger nose, bigger lips, bigger eyes.
I have like, none of what you just said.
Like, Denzel Washington has, like, the perfect face.
Okay. He's feminine to you. He has feminine qualities.
Yes.
I don't see that at all.
It's something.
Yeah, I don't even know what she's talking
it's
about.
Something I think I'm for a lack of better words or lack of right words. I think.
A lack of English words, anyway.
Lack
you're
of
out of your
sense.
Fucking mind.
It's something about like a face having a sweetness to it. So I'm attributing that to as a woman.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Well, fuck you. It's my goddamn opinion.
All right. So a sweetness to it. See, I'm trying to get like a. Can you go through? All right. I'm gonna give you a couple names like Hollywood actors.
Okay.
You can tell me what, so I can kind of pinpoint where you're going. All right, George Clooney.
Yes.
Yes is what?
Attractive.
No, but would you say he has
sweetness?
Feminine,
yes.
Sweetness. Sweetness.
He has Walter Payton like qualities.
He's sweetness. I just call him
Matt Damon.
Yes.
Matt Damon.
But not Ben Affleck.
You have an Affleck. Zephyr Affleck.
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 How the fuck do you say his last name?
Affleck. No T. You say T at the end. Say it again.
Affleck.
See?
Yeah.
She has a T at the end of it.
K. Okay.
You say T at
say
the end.
Say it again.
Affleck.
Now she
said
it right.
She said it right that time.
You were saying Afflect.
Afflect.
Yeah, that's.
Afflection.
Afflection.
Yeah, Drew scored tonight on an affliction in front of the net.
Okay, wait. What did you say about Affleck? You don't.
No.
You think he's too manly looking?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is weird to me. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the difference between the people we just named.
Right.
Except age difference, maybe.
When she says manly looking, like if The Rock, I get. Like,
yeah, he's a
if
big
If you say
bear.
Vin Diesel, I get that. But, like, to say Affleck is too manly looking, like, I just...
All right, let me think. All right, Leo DiCaprio.
Sweetness.
Yeah, but besides the fact that you're in love with the guy. But, I mean, you don't think he's a manly looking man? You think
no.
he's got, like, a boyish quality?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Always, and he always will.
Okay, I'm trying to pinpoint where she's going because it's too vague for me. All
right, what about Jeremy Renner?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I would think he's, like, a manly. Like,
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he's manly, but
No, no, no. Forget you would fuck him.
Manly.
We know this.
Manly.
You'd fuck anything.
Very manly.
No. No, no, no. But just between...
Manly, yeah.
Manly. But very but you manly. But you like this kind of manly.
I like that kind, yeah.
See, I think now you're just deluded. You're diluting your point.
I don't think so. You want me to name my top five favorite guys?
No, 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 no,
they
no.
They all look similar to one another.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Pitt.
Is this all in specific order or just random?
Just random.
Okay.
Eminem. Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
And, like...
Shocked?
People,
I'm shocked.
People,
you shocked?
People you wouldn't know.
She's talked about these, like, all of these people. She
like, Caleb, Caleb from Kings of Leon. I love him. Who am I forgetting?
Really?
What?
Say the names again.
Michael Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
The guy you can't stop fucking talking about from the show you can't stop
Jesse
fucking...
Oh, Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Paul.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
He... something went away with me. He's not in my top five anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you could have let us know.
Yeah, but they all have the same similar thing.
See, I don't buy that. What does Timothy... I don't see Timothy Oliphant.
He's the only one
in.
That sticks out, but he's the only old guy besides, like, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington's in your top five?
He'd be in my top 10.
Yeah, see, this list is all over the place for me. I don't get it.
I'm a lover of all.
Compared... Well, see, that's the thing, though. You're stepping on your own point. You said you like a certain quality in men. You don't like manly men. And you've named manly men. Chris is backing up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you've kind of like made it a point to say, I like this type of, you know, person.
Right.
But then some of the people you named don't fit in that category.
So like who?
Like Timothy Oliphant. He's just like, to me, he's just like any of the other guys you don't like Matthew McConaughey and... Ben Affleck.
I don't agree. I would think the closest he's to
the same
is Robert Downey Jr.
Not at all. Not at all. See, you watch Justified, and I know it's a TV show, but he looks the same in every movie. He just seems like a fucking, just like a rugged dude.
Right, so does Robert Downey Jr.
Not at all. Not at all. He's not rugged. If anything, if you've only seen Iron Man... He's a preppy.
Yeah, he's like the
he's
opposite
not rugged.
Of rugged.
Yeah, you
but
don't know what that means.
Physically, he looks like it.
No, he doesn't. He looks like an average dude.
Now he's like a badass.
He looks rugged when he's wearing that metal fucking suit. That's when
I
he looks
I think you
rugged.
Just like the fact that he's the one person on the planet that did more drugs than you.
Well, then what about Keith Richards?
Aw.
He ain't rugged. He's fucking rough.
Ragged.
Ragged.
Oh, he is ragged.
From rugged to ragged.
I'm not the best judge on this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to get to where you're going.
And I'm much different.
I'm going to talk to my girl about this over the week, and I want to see, because she always listens, and she likes to back you up with certain things. And she'll explain it better than you sometimes.
Most likely.
Like, I think she meant this, and I'm like, oh, I never thought of it that way. So she kind of puts things in perspective.
Thank you.
So I'm sure she'll say something like...
She puts Missy's words into English.
She's my translator.
yeah, basically. Yeah, because if I name my top five, they are who they are. Like, I don't have, like, a category. They're just, to me, they're my top five. That's it for me, you know?
You're a man. Everything is less complicated with you.
Yes and no.
Well, everything's more complicated.
Like, see, I think Sandra Bullock's disgusting. I don't find her attractive at all. I do. I don't find her
attractive. That's disgusting.
Yeah, she grosses me out. Really.
Yeah, I don't.
But gross?
She looks like a tranny. She looks like a tranny. She has an Adam's apple. I notice that all the time when I see her. She has a little bit of a lump here. It bothers me. She looks like a tranny. She does. She looks like a very well-done tranny. But if you paint a little 5 o'clock shadow, tell me she don't look like a fucking man.
Dude.
She's a fucking man. She has a man's jaw.
She does have a manly jaw.
Thank you. She has manly qualities I don't like. How's that?
She's rugged.
She's rugged and ragged at the same time.
I get it.
Rugged. That's a rugged bitch. That's the next Iron Man.
Rugged Sandra bitch. Bullock. Oh my god.
Tony Stark. Yeah, I don't like her. There's a lot of stars that women or that men think are the shit where I'm just like, eh. Like, who's that one girl who sticks out of my mind? The little one, who's in, she was in that movie, This Means War, with, the two CIA agents fight over her. I forgot her
Reese
name.
Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. I'm not saying she's ugly. Like, I don't dislike her like I dislike Sandra Bullock. But nothing's, like, doesn't really.
I love her as an actress, but now I'm not attracted to her.
Yeah, I'm not. It's something about her face bothers me. I don't know
her
what
chin.
It is. Her chin.
It's her chin.
It's her chin. Yeah. Yeah.
She's got that juddy.
Juddy. What's a juddy chin?
Juddy chin.
What's that?
Juts out.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah. Juts out.
What?
What just happened?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't think she's ugly. I'm just not a big fan of
her. Yeah, I don't think she's ugly. I'm not attracted to her. I wouldn't put her in my top.
No.
Anything.
She wouldn't be your type.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. It just, I don't know what it is. But there's a lot of girls like that in Hollywood that I'm just not attracted to. There's ones that I'm just like, wow. Like every time you see them, like, whoa. But then there's other ones that are just like, eh.
Whatevs.
Yeah. I mean, there's even older chicks that I remember when I was younger, when they were young, that were fucking smoking. And for some reason, I still think that they're somewhat hot because I still have that picture of how they were.
Like who? Like Alyssa Milano?
She's not old.
She's still hot.
Yeah, she's still hot. I'm talking about older women, like in their
60s. Oh!
When I was young kid and they were
hot. Gotcha.
Alyssa Milano. She's fucking... Meryl Streep was a good-looking woman. I like her better as an actress. I never looked at her as eye candy. Like, I think Susan Sarandon was a good-looking chick back in the day. She got a great pair of cans on her, man.
Yeah.
I always think of that baseball movie, Bull Durham.
Yeah.
She was fucking nasty. Yeah. But there's just, I don't know. There's some girls now today that I just don't, I don't find.
Want a bang?
It's just, I don't know. I just don't, nothing doesn't do anything for me.
Anybody who's like totally super popular and you don't get it?
There's a lot. Jennifer Lawrence. I don't get
that. I think she's like another like Reese Witherspoon. Like it's like, all right, you can like her for her acting, but she's not really that.
I don't even think she's that great of an actress, to be honest with you.
I think Reese Witherspoon's
a great actress.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in enough stuff to really make that judgment.
Yeah, I don't.
I saw her in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's it.
Doesn't I saw that stupid Hunger Games, which I thought sucked.
I never saw them.
It's horrible. The first one. I didn't see the second one. I won't because I didn't like the first one. I don't get that. Amy Adams. I think Amy Adams is pretty as like the girl next door.
Yeah.
But she's not like she's not a top fiver.
Hell no.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like there are a lot of women out there where I'm just like, really? What's the big fucking deal?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I'm trying to think who else.
I don't think that there's any young Hollywoodians that right now that I think are really spectacular. I mean, I could just be drawing a blank, but
I'm trying to think. There's a few. Like I remember when Emma Stone first started, I thought she was kind of fugly.
She was. She like grew into herself.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but now she's kind of.
Zombieland made her hot.
Was it Zombieland that did it?
Yeah. Because she was actually hot in that.
She looked good in Gangster Squad.
Yeah, she was good in that.
You know, she looked good in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
She wasn't bad as a blonde. I don't know. I know Chris likes her, but.
Oh, you know what? That one Harry Potter chick.
Who?
The Harry Potter chick.
I never watched Harry Potter.
Me neither. I think her name's Emma something.
Emma Watson? The girl that was in This Is the End?
Yes.
Yes. See, I don't find her attractive.
I think she's adorable.
She looks like a wet rag. To me, she's okay.
I think she's cute.
Yeah,
I think
she's like a pretty wet rag. She's not.
No.
Plus, she's British. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't find her attractive. I'm not a big fan of hers.
I think she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, I think, is sexy. Somewhat sexy.
Yeah. There's something about her.
Yeah.
To me, she's hit or miss. Sometimes I see her, I'm just like, eh. Other times, I'm like, wow, she's fucking hot.
I'm trying to think of the movie. I saw a movie a while back with her in it, and she was just stunning in it. And I was like, wow, she looks really good. And I can't remember what it is.
I like the, I can't think of her fucking name, the redhead from the Crazy Stupid Love.
That we were just talking about.
Yeah, when you were on the phone.
That's why I said you're a big fan of hers. Yeah. I didn't, when she, I was just saying.
When I heard you say I was a big fan, I immediately thought you meant Scarlett Johansson.
No, no, that's without question. That's, we're all big fans of her. Yeah. Sorry. But, no, remember Emma Stone, like you saw her in Superbad? I thought she was kind of fugly in that movie. I didn't think she was cute.
She was like a teenager though, right?
Yeah, but not really. She was like, she's still like 20 or something like that in the movie. But,
I didn't think she was ugly.
She's,
I
thought she, Zombieland. It's like she gets better looking with every movie.
Yeah.
But I still don't think she's like booming. I mean, she, like I said, she looked really good in Gangster Squad because of the makeup and that time of, you know, it suits her. But I don't know. She's just not, you know, doesn't like stand out in my mind like as the top, whatever.
Right.
But she's definitely one of the most popular right now. So she's definitely someone you think of, but I wouldn't say she's like the hottest. Not like Scarlett Johansson.
Well, there's no like sex bombs. Like, remember before there was like
Scarlett Johansson is a pretty big sex
bomb. Well, duh. Besides Scarlett Johansson, but there's not like, remember there was like
Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
I still think she's a
sex
bomb.
I love Mila Kunis so much.
I think Olivia Wilde is
Olivia Wilde
banging.
Is beautiful.
Yeah,
to me, she took right over Megan Fox, like her spot. She's like the new what Megan Fox was. Now it's Olivia Wilde, because Megan Fox doesn't look like Megan Fox anymore. She kind of looks like a tranny in the face.
Yeah, she did some
She fucked
shit.
Her face up. She really went
She's
nuts
so
with the
young
surgery. I know. It's unreal.
It was
unreal.
Such a dumb move.
Yeah. And she'll
Do you
never
like Olivia Wilde pregnant?
I didn't see her pregnant.
Oh.
Is she pregnant?
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Is she?
Freebies.
She's going out with, what's his name, right?
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. He knocked her out. Huh?
Good for him.
Oh shit!
Ugh, I love him too. I love them together.
I can't even think.
She hasn't been around for a while, but Jessica Biel.
Oh, she's smoking. Still in my top five. Still in my top five. That girl is banging. She might have. She might have the most perfect. If there was such thing as a perfect body, it might be hers. She has like the best ass, the best legs, the best breasts. The only thing that's a little, she has very muscular, she has a muscular arm physique, whatever. That's a little, you know, obviously she works out. You can tell her body is fucking banging. Her arms are a little bulky, you know, for her frame, they're a little bulky. So it's kind of like, but not enough for, I'm just saying, her face is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's absolutely gorgeous. I still love her. Justin Timberlake's a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah. For him.
No shit.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I'd love to be his dick for 10 minutes.
You know who I saw on TV? Was it today or yesterday? Somebody was interviewing her. Apparently she got a book out. Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
She's looking a little rough these days.
She's getting old, man.
She's fucking 39 years old.
I think she's older than that.
And we
fucking Jennifer Aniston's like 47. Oh, she looks fantastic.
She looks great.
Granted, she got a lot of work done too, but her body looks
Did you
looks
see
awesome.
She takes the movie care with her herself. And Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah,
the Millers.
Millers, I saw that.
Funny as shit.
That
I
fucking
didn't see it yet.
Was funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got bit in the balls by his butt.
But yeah, she looks great in it.
Yeah, she did. That was probably the best she's that and
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you know they're doing a sequel.
No, awesome.
And there's some pretty fucking good names in the next
Who?
One.
Colin Farrell.
I know Kevin Spacey makes another cameo. Yes. So
Charlie, like this main cast members are still going to be in it, right?
Yeah,
Charlie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Horrible Bosses too. Jennifer Aniston's still in it. Oh, the guy from Inglourious Basterds, the German, the Jew hunter. The guy that's in everything. He was in Django Unchained.
Yeah.
He's in it. Chris Pine. Obviously the same guy, Sudeikis, Bateman, and Spacey. And I don't recognize. Yeah. I don't recognize any other name.
Okay.
There's a lot of, it looks like there's a lot of
new people.
Yeah. Okay. But no, I'm saying they haven't casted the whole movie yet. It's supposed to come out soon, actually. Hold on a second. What is this deal? Supposedly it comes out this year.
Oh, shit. Good.
Yeah, probably the end. But
speaking of Cameron Diaz, she was the hottest girl on the planet in The Mask. Over time, I don't think there's been a girl hotter than she was at that time.
She was so fucking hot in that movie.
That's a good one, man. I can't argue with that. I can only say maybe I could find the same boat type of people.
Yeah,
like for me, Megan Fox in Transformers, I was blown away. Just like I'm blown away by the girl you're sick of hearing me say, but that's where I first saw her. I was like...
Like, Megan Fox to me in Transformers was more sexy, but Cameron Diaz in The Mask was just fucking insanely beautiful. Like
she was.
You see her and you just stop everything you're doing. And like, oh my God.
That's the kind of reaction I got with Megan Fox.
I never did. Like,
I never did either. I got that she was hot, but I never.
I was just like, God damn. Like, she just blew me away. It might be because I'm a little more turned on by brunettes than blondes. That could be it. But, Cameron Diaz in The Mask was.
She was so amazing.
I don't know what the fuck happened. She hit the wall real fast. Like, it was The Mask, then Charlie's Angels.
Now she needs a mask.
She was The Mask, then Charlie's Angels, and in Charlie's Angels, she didn't look like the chick in The Mask. It's like, where'd you go?
She lost so much weight.
Weight?
Yeah,
she wasn't fat.
She wasn't fat at all.
She wasn't even...
But remember how skinny she was in There's Something About Mary? She was, like, voluptuous in The Mask.
And then I know she was what like, happened to that.
She lost all that weight.
Why?
She got real sporty, heroin? Remember? Yeah, remember she got into sports and shit. She broke her nose on that surfboard.
Is that why her nose is all fucked up?
Yeah, she broke it twice.
Her nose looks like Richard Sherman's nose now. I don't know. She's looking rough these days.
Yeah.
Rough. And, you know, you can say age all you want, but there's some chicks older than her that still look fucking good. Diane Lane still looks good, and she's like 50.
Yeah.
She's fucking smoking hot still.
Well, I mean, it's genetics at the end of the day, too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, God bless Cameron Diaz for being in great shape, but her face is... She got, like, the Joker smile now and everything. Like, ear to ear, grin.
What else is wrong with her face, though? I haven't seen her in a really long time.
High forehead, fucked up nose, and her fucking mouth is so big.
Oh.
It's a little... It's like clowny. She has a clowny face. She's in great shape. She's kind of square. Her body's like square. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's,
she's like super broad shoulders. Yeah, she's like a like a volleyball player or something.
Yeah.
Just too.
Or tennis.
No. Tennis women don't look like that at all.
Then volleyball.
Tennis women are short and they're very like thick. She's not thick at all.
No.
See the Williams sisters?
Yeah.
The Williams brothers?
Jesus.
Racist.
How's that racist? They look like men.
Yeah, I guess it's not racist.
Listen,
they're
man.
They're racist if you said they look like...
you look at their... I don't know which one. Serena, I think. You look at her tits and you're like, wow, they're fucking amazing. And then you look at her arms and she's just like fucking cock diesel. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, you go from...
They're fucking disgusting.
You go from breasts to like... you know, like a weightlifter's fucking arm,
like,
bicep.
I had on ESPN the other day, or a couple weeks ago, and I guess she had just lost, or maybe it was a week or two ago, and she's just like, I'm just like, dude,
Hulk smash!
Stay out of the gym for a fucking week.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
You probably all roided up.
I can't get over that. It's just, like, I don't know, she may be pretty, she may be ugly, her arms are just fucking disgust me.
Here's her during her tennis match.
I don't know, man. Girls that are just jacked, it does nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of muscular women.
No.
No muscles.
No, I'm not a bit. I don't like women with abs.
You don't need muscles to empty the dishwasher.
You don't need muscles to make that sandwich.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big fan of abs and all that other bullshit. It's just not. It's not. It's not for me.
No, no, not at all.
True that. I think that muscles are ugly on men and women.
On men too?
Not big ones like that. Like cut things are good, but not big old gross muscles like Dwayne.
I don't know. So, what about a couple of the guys we just mentioned? What do you think of Jason Sudeikis?
I love him.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot.
I know you love Charlie Day.
I do.
And what about the other guy in the movie? I can't think of his name. Bateman.
No, I mean, I think he's funny, and I like him, like, as a person.
I like him
Who are you breaking up with him?
I know. He's like, letting him off gently.
But, like, no, I'm never, but never. Like, I used to watch Family Ties back in the day, and I never thought he was cute. Mm. But I always, but he's definitely, like, I could get why people would like him.
You get white people like him?
I understand why white people like him.
I get why people like him.
He is an uppity little fucker, isn't he?
Am I not pronunciating?
What about Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds is hot.
My girlfriend likes him, too.
Yeah. And he's hot in Blade, and he's got muscles and shit. Yeah, he's hot. That Canadian slipped in there.
Make him sound like a lizard. That lizard slipped in there.
Like Jim Carrey when he was young. I loved him.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought he was attractive?
Yeah, oh my God. I thought he was like the cutest.
I've never heard a woman say
in
anything.
Liar,
like
Liar?
I've never heard a woman say anything about Jim Carrey in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rogen.
No. Not at all.
Jonah Hill?
No.
Michael Cera?
No.
No?
No. James Franco? Hell yes.
Craig Robinson?
No. Hi, Craig. He's funny, though.
Aziz, whatever the fuck his name
is. Ansari?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but no. I'm sorry, but no.
Kevin Hart.
No. I heard he's like a midget.
You've never seen him? He is real short. He's
yeah, like I never saw him in real life.
He's like a burned Smurf.
Yeah. My God.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, I think Ice Cube's good looking.
So suck a dick!
And I'll be like, okay.
Wow.
Especially when he was young, he was tough. Not with the Jerry Curl days, though. I didn't like the Jerry Curl.
Post NWA.
Post
NWA. Pre Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
Boys in the Hood then.
Like 92, 93.
That's when you liked him, Boys in the Hood? He had the Jerry
Curl. He had the Jerry Curl. And today was a good day. He didn't.
Okay.
In that era, when he became a solo musician. No Jerry Curl. I don't like that shit.
What a fucking great movie Boys in the Hood was.
We were just talking about that the other day, me and Jesus. We were talking about how it was so dramatic.
Give me the motherfucking gun, Trey.
Give me the gun. No. No. And he starts like swinging at the air, remember? And then he has sex for the first time.
He still ain't fucker yet.
What was Ice Cube's name in that movie? I forgot.
Doughboy.
Doughboy. A good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Good flick.
Any like real old guys you're attracted to? Like Robert De Niro?
Bill Clinton.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Bill Clinton's as far as I go.
Really? That's it? There's nobody else?
I don't think
Bill?
So.
Really?
I don't Bill? Think so.
That's odd.
No Pacino?
Mm-mm. I've never attracted to him.
He looks like a fucking... He looks like something you'd see in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like one of those forest creatures. I don't know how women think he's attractive.
All right. I got two for you that I've heard a lot of girls say are good-looking older. Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking... He looks like a 70-year-old man now.
He's old.
He's the man, though.
And here's one I always found strange. James Woods.
No.
No?
His face looks like it's
melting. See, I hear like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
No. Well, in like Star Wars.
No. Yeah. Now. Like, now. Now.
In Anchorman, he looked like a geriatric.
Sean
Connery.
See, I'd never heard any woman.
Sean Connery?
No.
No?
Oh, like, I thought you were saying Sean Connery. I was like, really?
No, I mean, I was old, naming old dudes.
No. I figured most women love De Niro. Like, then and now.
No.
I know my girl loves De Niro.
I love him as an actor.
No.
She loves him, like, now?
I don't want to.
Yeah, she thinks really? He's sexy. Yeah, she thinks he's. She thinks my dad is sexy, which scares me. I'm just like,
I don't think I've ever thought Robert De Niro was attractive in any movie.
Man, you're the first woman I've ever heard.
Maybe Cape Fear.
She loves that movie, too.
It's a
she just saw it for the
movie.
First time, like,
it's
two, so 3 months good. Ago. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other older actors, which is weird because there's tons of them.
Pauly Walnuts.
Mm-mm. He has that weird squishy nose.
Oof, Maron, he looks terrible.
He always seems mad, too.
You think?
Like, what was the other one's name?
On what, The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Silvio,
I would be more attracted to him than Paul.
You ever see what he really looks like? Mm-hmm. Doesn't look anything like that.
I know,
that.
I watched him playing on stage with Bruce Springsteen once. And I was like, whoa.
You miserable fuck. Disgusting.
He is my favorite character on
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, I think.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my
favorites. I liked the whole crew. I liked Paulie.
Yeah, Paulie, Silvio, Tony, and Junior were
all
the best ones.
Junior is fucking great.
And a lot of the guys that died, fuck's his name, the Ralphie.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah.
He's great in everything. I love him in Bad Boys.
Oh, he's great in the
Bad
Boys
movies.
Oh my god, he's so good in that.
They gotta stick him back in the fucking bag.
He was like he was like the best fucking bad guy on The Sopranos, I thought. Like when he turned?
I don't know. The other one was pretty good.
Richie
Aprile.
He was the best.
He was pretty fucking. He was a bad motherfucker.
Respect the title, jerk off.
Joey Pants was more like comical.
Yeah,
he's a ball breaker.
Funny as shit.
Yeah, he was more of a ball. The other guy wasn't funny. He was like.
He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was dangerous.
Yeah.
He was super dangerous. I mean, he ran over Beansy with the fucking.
And then I backed up.
Yeah. Not building him a fucking ramp.
Oh, speaking of that, did you hear that they arrested, well, not Sopranos.
Justin Bieber? Yes.
Not that.
No, go ahead.
Goodfellas. The big heist.
Yes.
Huh?
You remember the movie Goodfellas?
Yes.
The heist?
Lufthansa heist.
Yes.
They arrested people today for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant one of the actors from Goodfellas got arrested. I'm like, which one? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, they arrested.
They finally found them, huh?
Dude, yes.
No shit, that's awesome.
36 years later.
That's awesome.
They arrested
wow.
five of them.
I was kind of happy they got away with it. Really?
Can you fucking believe that shit?
Amazing.
I was so shocked.
Do they have any, like, detailed reports or anything?
Right now, everything's very vague. They just said they had made an arrest. And it was, you know.
No shit.
The main character in Goodfellas.
Ray Liotta's?
Well, not Ray Liotta, the Robert De Niro's character.
Okay.
He is arrested.
No shit.
Yeah, and they're.
Well, he was in prison anyway, wasn't he?
Apparently,
I thought De Niro's character has been dead for a long time.
They said that, oh no, maybe he's the one that organized it.
Yeah, he's been dead a long time.
Yeah, he died in 94.
So he's been dead almost 20 years,
something.
I think.
Yeah, I think he died in 94. But there's like no information. I checked and checked and checked and checked him because I knew we were going to talk about it and I couldn't find Dick. But they did release that they arrested five people today. Somebody was 78.
I'm picturing Ray Liotta smashing the shower wall.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If we could pull off a heist like that and live another 36 years until we get caught, I'd be happy with
Kids
that.
Kids would be out of college.
Yeah.
Be good to go.
I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
Go to jail in my 70s. Nobody's going to fuck with you.
Bullshit. You go to a regular jail,
you're gonna
you'll be
at 70, you're going to get raped?
They're not
going to. Why not?
They're not going
to. You're perfect.
They're not putting a 70-year-old in regular jail.
They're not going to put him in Gen Pop with everybody else?
No Gen Pop.
We put him in geriatric pop.
Yes.
Jerry pop.
He'll be in like an insane asylum or something.
Oh, I have a story about that. I won't tell it today, though. We'll get to it next week.
Yeah.
You'll appreciate this, miss.
Should I note it?
No. It's okay. Okay. Don't
worry. Write that down.
We should probably
take a picture.
We should probably get out of here.
Get it going.
Before we go, miss, Harold and Kumar.
What about
either one of them?
Kumar over Harold. Right? The Asian over the... I mean, not the Asian, the other one.
You like the Middle Eastern guy?
Wait a second.
I give you the names Harold and Kumar, and you can't tell which one's the Asian, which one's the Middle Eastern.
Well, let's be honest. Harold isn't exactly an Asian.
No, but Kumar's definitely not Asian.
Kumar, not Harold.
What's that? Four O's and two U's?
Kumar. You like Kumar better than Harold?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why?
No, just the whole question in general is weird. It seems like a lose-lose situation.
He was in Van Wilder. He wins.
Or a real smelly guy.
Put cologne on him.
Yeah, that'll hide it. You ever smell a...
It lifts odor.
Have you ever smelled someone who has horrible body odor and tries to cover it up with perfume or cologne?
Yes.
Tell me that is not a deadly fucking combination.
It sounds like burnt trash. It's horrifying. I have to go home and shave all my nose hairs out to get the smell away.
That's the same way I thought that one night at the when we met Craig Robinson.
Oh, man, what a smelly fuck he is. Nice guy, don't get me wrong, but he stinks. Yeah, he does. He really smells bad. He's a rancid smelling fellow.
But that's one of the funny parts about This Is the End, when they talk about how much he sweats. Like, I immediately thought back to that night.
And you're like, now it makes sense.
I guess it's not a secret that he smells like shit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I was laughing, too, when he kept saying he sweats a lot and he's sweating all over the place. That shit was funny because it's like, wow, that's real. And here I thought because he had a long night because he did the stand-up thing at Rutgers and then he came over to the club and I was like, oh, maybe that's why, you know.
That's going to suck to be sweaty.
Yeah, I'm no different in the summertime. I'm constantly sweating. I'll be sweating in the shower. I'm just like, oh, come on, man. This has got to stop. Don't I run out at some point? Like, come on.
Like tears?
all cried out, all sweated out. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to sweating again. It's gross.
It's 11:06.
All right, let's get out of here. Miss, you want to take us out?
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock. Please go to Facebook and like the Jersey Jerks fan page. Also, we are on Twitter. Also, we have a donate button. Donate us. Donate monies. Give us money.
Donate us.
Help me get more education.
Always end up a strong joke.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.